put that on the cake pantry. You have to leave it on. Before I start this year, I'd like to mention that next week in Aseret Shnei Teshuvah, I plan to say a shiur also, but I'll be unable to say the shiur on Tuesday night. So I'll have to say the shiur on Wednesday night instead. So all those who can attend are invited. But after Aseret Shnei Teshuvah, we'll go back to the regular Zman on Tuesday night. A lot of good. Okay. This year, the first day Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah deraisa falls out on Shabbos. The Mishnah has a sakana satanayim on the chotzes and beis, beginning of the fourth parak, that when Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar. Only in the Beis Hamikdash. Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Shchali is the Shabbos, Bamikdash are you taking, Avoloi Bamdina. Only in the Beis Hamikdash, and then the Mishnah explains in all of Yerushalayim and all of the cities that were near Yerushalayim, they would blow shofar, but outside of the area of Yerushalayim, they wouldn't blow shofar. The Gemara discusses Minohani Mili. How do we know that this is so? That when Yom Tov in the Chumash, it doesn't really say, when Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, that we only blow shofar in the Beis Hamikdash. So first the Gemara has one yafus. First the Gemara quotes Chacham Bar Hanina saying that there seems to be an apparent contradiction in the Chumash. How to describe Rosh Hashanah? One pasuk Rosh Hashanah is described as Yom Tshuva Yelachem, a day on which we blow shofar. The other pasuk describes Rosh Hashanah as Zichron Tshuva, a day on which we speak about tzias. Zichron means lahatzir, like Zachar Hashem Shabbos Lakatsha, to mention Shabbos. That's how the Gemara learns that Kiddush is the right. You have to recite Kiddush in Zachar Hashem Shabbos Lakatsha. Or in the Haggadah, we learn out the mitzvah of tzias. Zichir is the tzias in Sam every day of the year. Laman Tizkor, same says Khanasan Khanachayak. So the Tanaim understand Laman Tizkor doesn't mean that you should remember your Tzias Mitzrayim. That it certainly means you should remember, but also you should mention the Tzias Mitzrayim every day of the year. That's how we mention Rosh Chodesh, we would always put together. The Gemara says in Megillah, how do you know that you have to learn the Megillah? It doesn't say in the Megillah says. It just says you have to give Matanis Lav Yainim, you have to give Shalach Manas, you have to have a Suda, Mishpacha, but it never says, you may Mishnah the Simcha, it never says you have to learn the Megillah. So where does it say? But it doesn't say that either. Where does it say that? So the Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk Hayom, when Nizkar in the Nasim, Nizkar means that we recite something. Why? Because Nizkar doesn't only mean that the days are remembered, Lahazikir means to mention. So we mention the story of Purim by reading the Megillah. That's the whole Mokka. It says Nizkarim, and Zechira means to mention. So here, Zohar, the text, yes, to mention. So here also, the Gemara says there's an apparent contradiction between the two psukim. One pasuk describes Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Tshuva day on which we actually blow shofar the Poyal Mamish, the blow tkiyas, the Tshuva. The other pasuk describes Rosh Hashanah as a day of Zichron Tshuva, Shabbos and Zichron Tshuva, a day on which we speak about blowing shofar. What do we mean? Speak about blowing shofar? We recite Zichron, we talk in davening, we talk about tkiyas shofar, but it sounds like you don't actually blow the shofar. So the Gemara says, Loi kasha the teretz, kam biyantum shecholi is the Shabbos, kam biyantum shecholi is the chol. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, then we actually blow shofar. The Poyal Mamish, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, then we speak about blowing shofar. That is the source of this din in the Mishnah, that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. In other words, this opinion, Rav Chama Bar Hanina, claims that it's a real din d'oraisa. Not a takana derabban. It's a real din d'oraisa. That's the way it always should have been. Then the Gemara asks two kashas against Rav Chama Bar Hanina. First kasha is, if it's a real din d'oraisa, then why did they blow shofar in the Beis Hamikdash? Where do you see from the psukim a chilek between Mikdash and Gvulin? One kasha. And the second kasha is that the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Is kiyah shofar a malacha that you're forbidden to blow shofar on Shabbos? We have a brayta that says that kiyah shofar is a chachma ve'ena malacha that is not labeled as one of the malacha Shabbos. We have lametes of malachas from the learning, and there's no malacha that this can be categorized as a toldah. It doesn't fit in with any of the malachas. If the chachma means that midirabbanan is forbidden, midirabbanan is forbidden to blow shofar on a regular Shabbos and a regular Yom Tov, that's the difference to mashmiya kol, like you're not permitted to play any musical instrument. You're not allowed to play piano, you're not allowed to blow any trumpet. Gzeri Shema Yisak and Kleishir. The Mishnah in the end of Beitza says that they made Gzeri the Rabbanan, that it's forbidden to be mashmiya kol, play any musical instrument. So Tkiya Shofar is included. that is forbidden to blow shofar. But to say any, they ask it all klei shir, even if there's nothing to be misafir. No, on a regular, any yontif, they forbid blowing any shofar because shemi yisakim klei shir, not shemi yavirenu. The shofar you can also fix sometimes. You can fix the shofar. If it doesn't work, you can fix it. If you don't, you can heat it. Different ways to fix it. If it doesn't work, then you fix it. Then it's a misakim klei shir, a misakim mos. So they forbid all forms of mashmir kol, even on instruments where there's nothing to be chashish about. There's even one opinion in the Gemara that it's forbidden to bang on a door. But only Glenn passes like that opinion. That it's forbidden mashmir kol is also to bang on a door. If you're locked out of your house, you have to scream loud enough. That's mutter. To scream, to whistle, that's permissible. Morgan Avram says it's permissible to whistle on Shabbos.
It's not shaking.
If you're stuck out of the house, so you can whistle. And Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah writes that to use a kli hamiyuchad lahashmuas kol, even if it's not a musical instrument, just a clapper, a door knocker, is forbidden to use. And other poskim say that in Germany they used to use. They say that they never followed that Ramah. But in the Ramah, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that klei shir is forbidden, or kli hamiyuchad lahashmuas kol, like a door knocker, is forbidden, even though it's not nigin. But to bang on the door with your hand, that's permissible. The Vilna Gaon passes is right. Slapping is also mashmiya kol. That's awesome. But the Vilna Gaon passes that even to bang or to knock on the door loud is also awesome. But you have to scream. You have to call for the people in front. The Yishami tells a story. In the end of Erevin is the sugya of mashmiya kol. Yishami tells a story that somebody was locked out of his house and he was screaming and screaming. They wouldn't let him in. They didn't hear him. So he had to sleep outside on Friday night. He was stuck outside. So then the Yishami quotes another opinion. The Babli says not so. The Babli says not like Yerushalmi, that Mashmiya Kol is mutter unless it's Derech Klei Shir. So the question is whether we pass like Yerushalmi or like the Babli. So that's where the riff is, the famous riff right from the end of Erzin, that whenever there's a contradiction between the Babli and Yerushalmi, we pass like the Babli because the Chachmei HaBabli came later, they knew everything that it said in the Yerushalmi and they took it into consideration. And if they said Faker, it means that they hold that the Yerushalmi is wrong. And the Vilna Gaon passes right on that original place where the riff appears, he passes like the Yerushalmi. Mashmiya kol is also even just a knock on the door. So to blow shofar on a regular Shabbos, a Yom Tov is agzera derabbanan. It's not an isa malacha min atarid. The Gemara says chach mavena malacha. It's not an isa derayit. So the Gemara says it doesn't make any sense to chalal to say that this should be a din derayit. That on Rosh Hashanah shachali is the Shabbos forbidden to blow shofar. Why should it be an isa? There is no malacha. There's no reason how it can be asa. Why should be asa to blow shofar? And if it really is a din derayit that you don't blow shofar. So why is it that you blow shofar when in Beis HaMikdash, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Where do you see in the pasuk yechalek between Mikdash and Zvulun? So the Gemara scraps this pshat. Elo, the Gemara says, it's all wrong. Elo, Marove, Mederaita Mishra Shari, Menaser, it's really mutter to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shchali is the Shabbos, and if it's mutter, then you're obligated to blow shofar. And the reason why the Mishnah says you don't blow shofar, it's Xerim, the Rabban, and Shema Yavirenu, Dalaram, is the Shusarab. You're afraid that he's going to carry. Who's going to carry? Maybe 500 people are going to blow shofar. One person may carry on Shabbos. So you tell all 500 people, don't blow shofar because we're afraid. You make 500 people Mavakal Zain on Mitzvah because they're afraid that one person is going to do an Avir. So the Gemara Sukkia discusses this. Okay. So he caused all the Jews in the world to lose the Nitzvah Shofar, the Vadai. Okay. But how many people are we afraid are going to violate the Yisra of Haithor?
What about Megillah?
One every few hundred. Same thing. Well, by Megillah it's a little easier. By Megillah it's only a Din Derabbanan. No, Megillah is only a Derabbanan. And the Yisra of Haithor is an Yisra Deraisi. So we tell 500 people don't keep a Mitzvah Derabbanan because we're afraid one person will violate Chil Shabbat Deraisi. Here it's a little more difficult. We tell 500 people, every group of 500 Jews, we say, don't fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of shofar because we're afraid. We tell 500 people, the vadai, to lose a mitzvah deraisa of shofar because we're afraid that maybe one out of the 500 may violate the Easter.
Tomorrow is tomorrow.
Tomorrow is not today. So the Gemara in Sukkah raises this question. The last Perek in Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah and Perek Lulavar Ravah raises this question. Is that really fair? Does that really make sense that you tell everybody to vadai lose the mitzvah of shofar because maybe one person may violate a mitzvah deraisa of haitzor? the first Gemara says it really doesn't make any sense. Now, the only reason why they made a gzera was because it's not so barer, it's not so clear that you have to shake a lulav on the first day sukkah. It's not so posh that you have to blow shirk on the first day Rosh Hashanah, because we yarlum there's a fake of the yarlum. So we tell, we'll reword it, we tell 500 Jews not to fulfill a sotik mitzvah their isa, because we're not so sure that today's Rosh Hashanah, maybe tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah. We'll get there in a second. That's the next line of the Gemara. That's the end of the sugya. The Gemara asks that. But first, the Gemara says that they only instituted the gzeira de rabbanon. If you add what to weigh and measure over here, we tell 500 people not to fulfill a suffix mitzvah deraisa because we're afraid that somebody may. Shabbos it is bevadai. Shabbos is Shabbos. There's no doubt about that. Rosh Hashanah, that we're not so sure. That's the fake of the end. The Gemara says we tell 500 people not to fulfill a sotik mitzvah deraisa because we're afraid that maybe one out of every 500 may violate a vadei avera deraisa because Shabbos is a chavadai. And then the Gemara says, and what about in Eretz Yisrael? The next line says, the Gemara says, Anacharan, in Eretz Yisrael, you do blow shayfer all over in Eretz Yisrael, you do blow shayfer on Rosh Hashanah and you do shake the lulav. Then the Gemara talks and talks and talks the whole block Gemara. Then the Gemara finally says, no, you don't. And even in Eretz Yisrael, you also don't. So the question is, when you get to the end of the Gemara, when you get to the Maskane, did they scrap this whole idea? So it comes out, the Maskane, that the Chachamim held that it's worth it, that this trade-off is worth it, that it's kedai to be mevatel a vadai mitzvah deraisa from 500 Jews, because of the Chashash that one out of every 500 people may violate anita chil Shabbos, which is much worse than the mitzvah deraisa. The chil Shabbos is 500 times worse, 500 times more common than the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. Otherwise, it's only 499 times as bad. So 500 people are going to lose a mitzvah deraisa because one person is going to carry on Shabbos. Isn't it worth it? Let the 500 people blow shofar, and one person will not violate an avera. So the Gemara at the end is saying, no, that chil Shabbos is so chomer, it's 500 times worse than the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. So it's worth it to tell all 500 people, all the Jews in the world, no one should fulfill the mitzvah of shofar, because of the chashash that one out of every 500 made in Chal Shabbos. That's how somebody is trying to say the Matkonas HaGemara is, so we ignore the whole idea of Seik of the Yom. Even without the Seik of the Yom, we still say it's Kedai. And that's why we should have a discussion in Megillah, the beginning of Masechus Megillah, and other places as well, when you have a Milah B'Shabbos, when a baby boy is born on Shabbos, and the Milah B'Zman is next Shabbos, so the Gemara runs out from the Pasuk, the Milah B'Zman is Dechah Shabbos. So why don't we have a Gzeir over there? Maybe the mother will carry the knife, maybe the parents will carry the baby, maybe somebody will forget and carry something, or we carry a sitter, say the bracha, whatever. Why don't we have a gzeira over there that we should forbid a milah b'Shabbos because somebody may carry something? Should be more of a gzeira there because you're not being mevatel all the people in the world from the mitzvah because of one person. You're mevatel one person from the mitzvah because you're afraid he may be mechal Shabbos. There's more of a chashash over there. So some Rishonim stay over there that there's no gzeira. The Ran and others say there's no gzeira by milah. The various siwutim given on the chashash. Some Rishonim say there's no gzeira by milah because there's no sfeika de yoimo. The baby is born on Shabbos, so it's vaday that the milah is next Shabbos. That's the vaday mitzvah. And the only time they introduce this gzeira Shema Yavirenu is when it's a sfeika of the yom. I, but the Gemara backed out from the sfeika of the yom because the Gemara said in Eretz Yisrael there is no sfeika of the yom. So the Ran and this group of Rishonim say the Gemara never really backed out. The Gemara just modified it a little bit. Since the Chutzlores says a gzeira, since the Chutzlores says a sfeika of the yom, and there the Chachamim had the right to introduce the gzeira, so they extended the gzeira even in Eretz Yisrael, where there's no sfeika of the yom. It's not that the Gemara scrapped this whole notion legamre, that it only makes sense to make the gzeira when you have a sofik mitzvah, but in a vaday mitzvah it's not kedai. But that's the machlekes of Rishonim. When the Gemara comes l'fiyah maskana in Sukkah, in Perek Lulav Arava, the Gemara says l'fiyah maskana, that even in Eretz Yisrael, when there's no sfeika of the yom, let's say Sukkot, Eretz on first day Rosh Hashanah, they have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. There is sort of a sfeika of the yom. We'll talk about that later. But in Eretz on Sukkot, is only one day Yom Tov, and nevertheless, this year, they're not going to shake the lulav on Shabbos, on the first day Yom Tov. That's the mitzvah deraisa. You tell all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael not to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. So the theme of Kanas HaGemara in Sukkot, there's a dispute among the Rishonim whether that's only because there is a sfeika of the yom in other parts of the world, so therefore they extended the gzeira even to Eretz Yisrael. But the only reason why they initiated the gzeira in the first place is because they weighed and measured and they said, no, it's only a sofik mitzvah,
So it's kedai to be mevatel a safek mitzvah from so many Jews in order to prevent the vadei averas chilul Shabbos. Well, no, but the amaskone, even a vadei mitzvah is kedai to prevent, to be mevatel in order to prevent the chilul Shabbos.
Even by
mila,
there's an extra pusik in say you should be moil on Shabbos.
In Tazria, there's a separate process.
That's to say on Shabbos, but there's a custom that you should be moral on Shabbos.
And Minatayra, Avada, the Gemara has Minatayra, certainly Mila Bismana is there on Shabbos.
The whole thing of
no, but there is certainly that Mila Bismana is done on Shabbos. The Kasha that we show in the Kasha they ask is why don't the Chachamim make a Zera the Rabbanah?
By Shofar, you have a
Venice
of
Masa,
you don't come to the Raisa, you still have a positive income tour. So there they can be climbing up on this topic of different tour that they have a way out.
They don't need an asmachta.
Yeah,
by the Tilas Lulav, they have no asmachta.
Even though they don't pass it, but the Super Pasuk does make sense actually.
Yeah, but by the Tilas Lulav, there's no asmachta whatsoever.
You don't have the same reason that one person is passing 500, instead of 500 people can be ready to travel.
Because by Shofar the practice is
you talk about one person and you bop on this for 500 people. Lulav, you talk about each person can be over on Shabbos, so it's not the same.
Because there's more of a hashash by Lulav. There's more chilul Shabbos going to occur by Lulav. Could be. I don't know. So these are the two opinions that the Gemara has. And the first daf in the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah, the first opinion implies that the Mishnah is really telling me I didn't dare write to them. When Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. And then the Gemara backs out from that. The Babli backs out, and they quote Rav, who says that min hatorah you certainly do blow shofar, and the whole thing is only a gzeira derabbanan shema yavirenu dal ramis b'shus terav. Now we're davening, we follow the nusach hatfilah, we follow the masech hasofim that says that when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, we say zikron trua, and when Rosh Hashanah falls down on a weekday, we say yom trua. So the Masech HaSeifrim, the Mogen Avram writes in one place in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, the Masech HaSeifrim is not from the Tanoim, and it's not from the Amoraim, it was composed by the Goinim, and it was composed by the Goinim Eretz Yisrael, not by the Goinim Gozel. So whenever there's a Chilukim in Hogim, or a Machloikis between Babli and Yerushalmi, the Masech HaSeifrim will always present the opinion of the Yerushalmi, the practice that they had in Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to the practices that they had in Gozel. And that's why many times we don't follow the Masech HaSeifrim, because we follow Talmud Bavli usually. Whenever there's a discrepancy, we follow Talmud Bavli. So the Masech HaSofrim distinguishing between Rosh Hashanah Shechali is B'Shabbos as opposed to Rosh Hashanah Shechali is B'Chol, that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you call it Zichon Trua. When it falls out on a weekly, you call it Yom Trua. Follows the Yerushalmi and our Mishnah, that the Yerushalmi says, Minohani Mili, how do you know that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow Shofar? Yerushalmi quotes the first opinion and stops, and that's the end. Rishami presents it as if this is a drasha gemura deraisa. This is a din min haTorah, not a gzeira derabbanan. The din deraisa was that is a din deraisa. But Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. All right. So what happened to the two kashas of the Gemara? The one kasha, why do you blow shofar in Migdosh? And the other kasha, why is it forbidden to blow shofar? Because shofar is not a tolda of any one of the malachas. Because shofar is only awesome at the rabbanan on a regular Shabbos and yontif. It's only an isa derabbanan. So what are you telling me here, that it's an Issa Deraisa? How can it be an Issa Deraisa? And if it is, why is it Mutter in the Beis HaMikdosh? So apparently the Rishalmi is of the opinion that the fact Rishalmi presenting that it's a Din Deraisa, that's the Masech HaSofim, and the Nusach HaTfilah that we daven is following the Shita Sai Rishalmi apparently. According to the Rishami, right? If it's a din deraisa, so there's no kima mitzvah. The shaila is the way we pass it. Even according to the Maskanas HaBavli, if somebody blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah, bizman hazeh, let's say this coming Shabbos, abolein l'tayvah, will we say that there's no kima mitzvah at all? Because with the Rabbana they said you shouldn't blow shofar, so even if you blow, you have fulfilled absolutely nothing. What do you say? No, with the Rabbana they forbid you to blow, but if you blow shofar, so you yet to the mitzvah deraisa. Might not mean it. My nafkeminis on Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlekes on this. Chapta nafkeminis. The Mechaber has a machlekes with the Ramah. On a normal year, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, and you blow shofar on the first day, you blow shofar on the second day, so before the Baal Tekeah begins to blow shofar the first day, he says two brachas. The Shema called shofar and Shehechiyonu. On the second day, does he repeat Shehechiyonu or not? He already said Shehechiyonu yesterday on Tekeah Shofar. So does he say Shehechiyonu on the second day? So the Mechaber says no Shehechiyonu. Chava says he already blew shofar yesterday. You only say shachyan on a mitzvah abom is man is man. You haven't heard, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of shofar since last year. I would have been going to shul the whole chaydish elul. The shachyan was only for the people who don't go to shul. People go to shul the whole chaydish elul, so they heard shofar. No, that's only a minig. That's not a tkiyah shal chayva. The mitzvah of tkiyah is only last Rosh Hashanah, and this Rosh Hashanah, so it's a mitzvah that we haven't fulfilled for a whole year. So you say shachyan on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, we just heard shofar yesterday. So it's not bom is man is man. From yesterday to today, you don't get so excited. So you don't say shachyan. That's the pesach of the mechad. And the Sfaradim follow that pesach. Some of the, in Frankfurt, they have the, by Breuer, they have that Seminik. Seminik Frankfurt a lot of times follows the shittas of the mechad. So they don't say shachyanu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And the Ramah says, the Minig Ashkenazim is, we follow the other shittas of Rishonim. That you say Shachyonu even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah because it's a sake of the Yomah. You say maybe yesterday was Erev Rosh Hashanah, maybe it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, that's why we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Second day of Rosh Hashanah is maybe yesterday was not Rosh Hashanah. So on the Tzad that maybe yesterday was not Rosh Hashanah, that's why we say Shachyonu. I should be a topic brother. Also Machlokes, also Machlokes, that we say Shachyonu on Kiddush. So on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, they have a machlekes in this case, according to those who follow the Shita Samachaber, according to the Sfaradim and according to the Minhag Frankfurt, that on the second day of Rosh Hashanah they wouldn't say Shachyanu. So what if the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, then they didn't blow Shofar, then the second day is the first time they're blowing Shofar, that's Medina. So then they say Shachyanu. So what happens if the Baal Tekeh was a wise guy, he went up on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Shchol is the Shabbos, and he blew Shofar? Everybody heard the shofar on the first day also, but he wasn't supposed to blow. He violated this issa de rabbana. But he goes to blow on the second day. Does he say shachyanu or not? When he blew on the first day against the takanas chachamim, so we say, well, he violated the naverim of the rabbana shem yavirena, but he was yotzid. They were all yotzid the mitzvah deraisa. But he's saying no, the chachamim were oiker the mitzvah. Not only they were oiker your permission to fulfill the mitzvah, they forbid you to do the mitzvah. They were right at a mitzvah, the nishke mitzvah. So that's a deal in Achreinim. That's a machlekes in Achreinim. Rabbi Chana Rasman quotes a pilpul that he had with Rab Chaim about this. He discussed in the end of his sefer on Yevamos. Yevamos that tzadik, but the Gemara quotes this din that yesh karef yachachamim lakadov min atar. The chachamim have the authority and have the power to tell us to violate dinim in the Torah. It says in the Torah you have to blow shofar this Shabbos. The chachamim tell us not to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa, to be over on a mitzvah, to be mevatel a mitzvah. So Rabbi Chana there has a whole discussion. He writes all discussion that he had with Rav Chaim Briska about this riot from the Rishonim one way and the other, whether which side is right. And this Machlokes is Achanim, which side is right. Sadiyam. See, Pesach Frank also gives some occurrence in Rishonim as to whether they were right at the whole mitzvah or not. So here the question is, according to this Yerushalmi holds that you blow shofar the first day of Rosh Hashanah is gone? Nothing, there's no mitzvah at all. So the shayla is, what is it? There's an Isser. The shayla means that there's an Isser. So what do they do with the kasha of the Babli that it's not a told of any malocha? Which malocha can you classify it on? It's not a told of a malocha. It's just a gzeir de rabbanon. On a normal Shabbos, the answer is a gzeir of mashmiyah kol. So why does the Yerushalmi say that it's Asser? So the Velt says that the Yerushalmi doesn't hold that it's Asser. Shami means to say that there's no kiyama mitzvah period. There's none of there. If you want to blow shayla from Rosh Hashanah Chali is the Shabbos, Minatari you may blow all you want, but you're not yotzei any mitzvah. So Rosh Hashanah Chol is b'Shabbos, there's no mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. It's not that it needs a malacha. It's not that you're prevented from blowing because of an issa malacha. The mitzvah only applies when Rosh Hashanah falls down on the weekdays. When it falls down on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah. And a mikdash is different. That's a din deraisa. It's not that we're matter the issa malacha and mikdash. There never was an issa malacha at all. It's just the din is no mitzvah of tkiyah shofar when Rosh Hashanah Chol is b'Shabbos. And in mikdash there is a mitzvah. But how do you explain that? Why is there no mitzvah bigvulin in a mikdash? There is a mitzvah. So this can be explained in different ways.
And what kabbalah is in
the mikdash? Avadah.
So I mean, it's all tied to the Shabbat. As far as the rest is there, how yantif is? Then it's yantif mamish. I mean, there's no mistake.
Outside of Beis Hamikdash is also yantif.
I mean, but
outside of Beis Hamikdash is also yantif. Yantif deraisa, why not? We know it's yantif deraisa. So this could be explained in different ways. The simplest pshat in Yerushalmi is that on Shabbos there is a din daber dover shalai hei debrucha shal Shabbos ki debrucha shal chol. And the Gemara learns out from that pasuk that chines are forbidden on Shabbos. Yerushalmi, the Bavli doesn't have it, but the Yerushalmi says that to recite a chine on Shabbos is forbidden. To recite a Tchina on Yom Tov is also forbidden. But on Yom Tov we'll make all more so than on Shabbos. The Moshal on a regular Yom Tov, they can't even go up to Duchen. So the Gemara in Brachas has a Nusach, a Tfilah, a Tchina that everybody recites about Chaloymet. That in the Schus of the Birchas Kohanim, the Pesukim of Birchas Kohanim, any Chaloymet that were, any bad Chaloymet that we had, a Cholom, the Gemara says, a Zechem Mishishim bin Nevuah. So somebody had a cholam that someone's going to die or something tragic is going to occur. So if he's misfollowed the shas when the koinim duchen, so the Gemara says that's his gula to break the nevuah, to cancel the nevuah. What the connection is a little unclear. The achrenim said that there are 60 oisiyas, and yibrech Hashem yishmerecha. The three psukim have 60 oisiyas, and a cholam is echem nishishim nevuah. Still, what the connection is unclear. But that's what the Gemara says. It's not a chassidish sefer. The Gemara composes the nusach that you recite when the Kohanim go up to Duchen. The Rabbanu Shalom appears in the Gemara. Not the Yehiratzin at the end. In fact, there's only one. The Yehiratzin, it says in the Sidurim, that's a Chassidish Emais. That comes from Chassidish Sidurim. But the Rabbanu Shalom about the Chalaimis, that comes from the Gemara. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Vilna Gaon that his practice was that he said all three times the Rabbanu Shalom. He didn't say the Yehiratzin. At the end of each time, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Vilna Gaon, he would end off the last line differently. On the left line of the Rabbanu Shalom, so after the Kohen say Yivrach Hashem v'yishmerecha, so you should end off v'yishmereini. Then the second time when they say Yerushim Panam Edachat Yuchoneku, you should say v'yishmereini. And the third time when they say Yerushim Luchal Shalom, then you say the second time you say Yuschaneini, and the third time you say v'yishmereini. The way we have it printed in the Siddur, you say all three v'yishmereini, v'yishmereini, v'yishmereini the first two times, and then the third time you don't say the Rabbanu Shalom at all, you say the Yirot. So the Vilna Gaon quoted by the Mishnah Berurah says that that's not the correct practice. The more correct is to say the Tchina that the Gemara has, the Rabbanu Shalom all three times, and to end off each time with a different word in relationship to that bracha that the Kohanim are saying. The first time to end off is Tishmereini, second time is Luchaneini, and the third time is Tishmereini. So the minig in many places is that when the Kohanim duchen on weekdays on a Yom Tov Shchol Yis B'chol, everybody says the Rabbanu Shalom. When you call him Duchen on Shabbos, in many places, in many years, but they don't say this. They don't say the Tchina. Why? Because you don't say Tchina on Shabbos. Are you not supposed to say Tchina on Yom Tov either? Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Tov. There are more Tchinas that are forbidden on Shabbos than are forbidden on Yom Tov. So even though we permit the reciting of this Tchina of the Rabbanu Shalom on Yom Tov, we don't consider that a violation of Tchina's Yom. It's not that much of a Tchina, but to say it on Shabbos, that's not. Other places they have the minig that they say on Shabbos as well. In fact, the Nesiv has in his Tshuva Sefer in the Meshiv Dover has a he'ore in the end of Chelik Arachan. He has he'ore on Shulchan Aruch Arachan. So he has a whole he'ore why the minig in Valojim was that they did say the Rabbanu Shalom even on Shabbos. And he explains why there's nothing wrong with it. But in many communities, the minig is that when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, you don't say that chiz. So the Pashtus in the Yerushalmi, the Belt says that the Pashtus in the Yerushalmi is that when Rosh Hashanah is called is B'Shabbos, it's not that it's an Issa Melacha that forbids us from fulfilling the mitzvah of Tziyah Shoyt. That's not a Melacha. In our Torah, it's not a told of anything. It's just that Tchinas are forbidden on Shabbos, and the idea of Tziyah Shoyt on Rosh Hashanah is to enhance the Tfilah, to make it into a Tfilah Sheyesh Bo Za'oko. The Gemara says later in Rosh Hashanah that Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Tzru Yelachem. Umetageminon Yom Yabovo. The word Tzru means to cry. And the Gemara says when a person cries when he davens, so the tefillah is enhanced, it's considered a more serious tefillah. We elevate it to the level of za'oka. That's a very serious tchino. So to say tchino on Shabbos is usher, it's not proper. It's not that there's an isa malach. It's an isa tchino on Shabbos. That's a blow shayfer. And Rosh Hashanah Shchalis b'Shabbos would be a violation of tchino b'Shabbos. That's a violation of daber dover. And this is a din deraisa. The Torah was never mechayis. Torah was never mechayiv ki a shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shcholi is b'Shabbos digvulin. Hi, but if you blow shofar, there won't be any kim. There won't be an aveira. There won't be an aveira of a malacha. And maybe an aveira of daber dover. That's a pasuk in Yeshayah. That's an isa medirei kabbalah. Daber dover. And maybe libi an isa derabbanon of mashmiya kol. But it won't be an aveira. It won't be a malacha deraita. It's just that there won't be any mitzvah. The Torah was never mechayiv ki a shofar digvulin. The Rosh Hashanah Shcholi is b'Shabbos. So why is mikdash different? So the Belt says, no, Migdash is a base tefillah. The base tefillah you carry l'cholam. The base Migdash is not only the makam, akrobas, akrobanas. The base Migdash is officially the office where all the tefillahs have to be submitted. And even those who are unable to go to the daven in the base Migdash physically, So we daven facing the Beit HaMikdash. The Shlomo HaMelech recited in his tefillah in Sefer Melachim when he built the Beit HaMikdash, it's Palo Elecho Derech HaBayit HaZeh, that everybody should face the Beit HaMikdash when they daven, because the Beit HaMikdash Al Pidin is the Beit Tefillah. And the pasuk says in Echo, when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Gam Ki Ezek Vashaveh Atzosam Tefilosi, when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, so the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't accept the Tefillahs anymore. So in Beis HaMikdash, since the Mikdash is the Mokoyim Tefillah, so there the Torah allows and requires Zohoko, even a Rosh Hashanah Shchol Yisbisham. That's how the Velt says Pshat and Yerushalmi. That's the Pshat and Yerushalmi, that this is really a Din Deraita, that the Taka Yom true and a Zichron true, a Rosh Hashanah Shchol Yisbishabes. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Chiyuv Kiyah Shofar at all, because there's no Zohoko and Shabbos, no Tchinis. And in the Mikdash is a Mokum Tfilah. So even on Shabbos, you also say Tchinus in the Beit HaMikdash. That's the Pshad. So how do you read right to the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, after the Beit Mishachara Beit HaMikdash, the third line of the Mishnah says, after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, and the Chachamim had to run away to Yavne. Yechim and Zakai told the station, came to Yavne and Chachman. They moved the whole Sanhedrin to Yavne. So then they had a Shaila in this Kant. The Gemara quotes a Bryce in this Kant to call Ha'orim Ola Balabatim from around Yavne. On the first, after the year 70, after the Churban Abayis, for the first time Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, they were wondering what's going to be. Are they going to blow Shofar or not? They had no precedent. In the days of the Mikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was Bibin Yonai, so they knew you blow Shofar where the Beis HaMikdash is. Now there's nothing near the Beis HaMikdash. So what are they going to do on Rosh Hashanah Chalitz B'Shabbos and Yavne? So they all got together, and the Echman Zakeh said, we should blow Shofar and Yavne. And then they disputed with him, the Bnei B'Seir were disagreeing, and then they made a takon and they did blow Shofar. So the shayla is, what's the getter hatakon of kia shofar? What kind of a din is that? So according to the Rishalmi, that it's al pi pashtus, it's a din. Rishalmi seems to learn that it's a din deraita. And the simple reading in the Rishalmi, what's the din deraita? The din deraita is that Beit HaMikdash is Beit Tfilah. Today you do zaka also, but the chutz la mikdash zaka tchinas harasim on Shabbos. So what was the takana of Rabbi Yechman Zak? What did he make a takana? He made a takana zechel la mikdash. Zechel HaMikdash, we know he made takonis. The next Mishnah says, originally Netilas Lulav used to be only in the Beit HaMikdash 7 days. In Bigvulin, it's only the first day, Minatar, the first day of Sukkot. Hiskim, Shachara, Beit HaMikdash, Hiskim, Dechem, and Zakai, that you have to do Netilas Lulav all over the world 7 days, Zechel HaMikdash. So we find the Gemara has takonis that they made, Zechel HaMikdash. So just like we have a takana of Tzvira Soimer. So the Gemara says, Bizman Shev Beit HaMikdash Yikayim Tzvira Soimer was a din deraisa. Because the Torah says, you bring the Korban Oimer on the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, and starting from the day Miyam HaVyachem Zoyim HaTnufa, from that day on which you bring the Korban Oimer, that's the day on which you begin to count Tzvira Soimer. After the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, so the Gemara says, the Menachos is no longer any HaKrava Soimer, so there's no mitzvah Tzvira Soimer. So why do we count Tzvira today? Zechel HaMikdash. So too, the Chachamim instituted various takonas Zechel HaMikdash. So here also, that's what heard the simple pshat. Rabbi Yechman Zakeh made a takonas Zechel HaMikdash that they should blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shacholei B'Shabbos. Why do they only make the takonas in Yavne? The Chomak Mashiyesham Bez Ma Yoni Bifnei Bez. And the Stama, he was afraid that Shema Yavarenu. He was afraid. So if it's in the presence of the Bez and all the big Rabbonim, the Gdoli Ador, the Bez Nagodol is there, so you don't have to be afraid that anyone's going to be Mechal Shabbos. Chutzle, if you're not in the presence of the Rabbanim, so we're afraid that someone will carry. But it's not that the reason why you don't blow shofar is Shem Yavarenu. No, you don't blow shofar because there's no mitzvah derais at all. The gvulin to blow shofar. He went out of his way to make a takana zechel amigdash that you should blow shofar to remember that in the good old days when there was a Beit HaMikdash b'din yonai, they used to blow shofar. And he limited this takana dafke to bishnei bez. The Mishnah says like that. The Mishnah says not only Yerushalayim, even the outskirts of Yerushalayim. Yep, that's the question. If you follow the Yerushalmi, that it's a din deraisa, and you understand that the din deraisa is the Mikdash is the Mokum HaTfilah, so how do you explain why you could have said all of Yerushalayim is called Mokum HaTfilah? All of Yerushalayim has, in a certain sense, a level of Kedushas HaMikdash. Minigeit Achilas Maizesheni, Minigeit Achilas Kochim Kalim. It has a certain level of Kedushas HaMikdash. But the Mishnah also says, not only Yerushalayim, even Kol Yer Shehiroya V'Shamas HaKroi V'Vichoy L'Lavoy, even on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, outside of the Old City, which didn't have any Dinam of Mikdash at all, Filei blue sefer. So how do you explain that? So that was also just because it's connected to the Beis Hamikdash. Difficult. I'll be pashtus, this is difficult. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik didn't want to learn this pshat. That the Yerushalmi holds that it's a din d'oraisa. The din d'oraisa being all based on this idea, being all based on this theme. That a mikdash is basically based tefillah yikor l'chol amim. And kiyah shofar is tchina. So a mikdash you do tchina, so even on Shabbos and begvulin, not, the Torah is never mechay. So Rav Soloveitchik thought a different pshat, which may be more difficult, I don't know. But he thought it was easier. He thought his pshat was easier. That the Iker din der, according to the Yerushalmi, this din deraisa is not that in Mikdash everything is different in the deraisa because basically based tefillah and this kiyah shofar is a form of tefillah, but rather a different mahalach. The Iker din deraisa always was that in the makom bezn hagadol you blow shofar. What's that? So the he didn't explain. So I'm ad libbing. So, the sum of what he meant was the following. There are 10 different kavanas that the Rav Sadi Gaon has in his siddur for the Tkiyah Shofar. So one of the 10 kavanas, he gives a kavana to be Ma'aras L'tshuvin, he gives a kavana Malchiyah Shetam L'chuni Aleichem, because he used to blow trumpets, they still blow trumpets when they coronate a new king. Various kavanas. And the one kavana is that it's a form of Tfilo, Tchino, Zahoka. He daven to the Rabbani Shlolan with the Bechiyas, Yabavah, that he should give us a good year. And another kavana that the Rav Sadi Gaon gives is that it's the Yom HaDin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the whole world. The Ramban has in his Drosh of the Rosh Hashanah, where does it say that in Tanakh, that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin? It doesn't say that anyway. Where does it say? So the Gemara has a pasuk in Tehillim. Tikkun v'chayi shofar b'kesef yom chagini k'chok li'Yisrael hum mishpat l'olakei yankid. You should blow shofar. It's a pasuk in Tehillim though. That's the earliest source. You should blow shofar tikkun v'chayidesh. You should blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh? No. On that Rosh Chodesh that has a holiday that's hidden, that has a holiday when the moon is hidden. What Rosh Chodesh, what month has a holiday when the moon is hiding? That's Rosh Hashanah. It falls out on Rosh Chodesh when the moon is not visible. Why? So the Gemara sins Mishpul Elokei Yankif, and Rosh Hashanah HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the whole world. Alright, so that's what it says in Tehillim. So how did the author of Tehillim know? What does it say in the Chumash? That Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. So the Ramban says it doesn't have to say it. And how do you know that today's Tuesday, the Ramban? How do you know today's Tuesday? We have a tradition. Everybody knows today's Tuesday. Who told them the tradition? Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan was told. The Baruch Shalom told Adam Arishan, I'm creating you. Today's the sixth day, Friday, and seventh day is Shabbos. I'm going to rest. I'm not going to create anything. So the Baruch Shalom told us Adam Arishan, and this is Ron Genuman. This is Mekubal. Everybody knows that. Enough with B'chol Olam Kuloi. So the Ramban says, how do we know that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaMishpat, the Yom HaDin? The Rabban Shalom told Adam Arishon. The day he was created, the Pirkei de Rabbi Lesson says, the same day he was created, he was already a grown man. And the very same day, a few hours after he was created, he sinned by eating from the Eitz Hadaat. And he was punished on the same day, and he was chased out from the Gan Eden. And the Rabban Shalom told him at that time, that's how the Pirkei de Rabbi Lesson says, that just as I judged you today, and I punished you today for your Aveira, so too throughout all the future generations and every Rosh Hashanah, I will judge your descendants and decide what to do with them for the past and what's going to be for the next year. So the Rabban Shalom told Adam Arishon. That's what the Ramban says. It's not that the Chachamim knew it based on a pasuk in Tehillim. How did the Baal HaTehillim know? The Nevuah, the Ruach HaKodesh. No, he says this precedes the Baal HaTehillim. This is a tradition from the days of Adam Arishon, as the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer says. So one of the 10 kavanas that the Rav Sadi Gaon has in the Tkiyah Shofar is that the Kiyah Shofar is a siman that today is the Yom HaMishpat. So the Yerushalmi seems to hold, this is what I'm adding out, Rav Soloveitchik didn't explain, he just thought that maybe the Yerushalmi holds it's the din d'oraisa, that the din d'oraisa is that in the Mokom HaBezni you blow Shofar. In Chutz LaBezni you don't blow Shofar. So maybe this is the Kavona, that the Torah requires you should blow Shofar because Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaMishpat, fine, so that's one of the Kavona, if you blow Shofar. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, true, it's still the Yom HaMishpat, but the Pesukim indicate that we don't blow Shofar. Why not? It's a different Kedushas HaYom, not because of Tchinus. If you say the first Pshat that we said, because on Shabbos you don't have Tchinus, so the Torah was never Mechayiv us to blow Shofar to enhance the Tefillah, to make it into a Zohar. No, according to this Pshat, it's not because on Shabbos we don't do Tchinus, the Torah never was Mechayiv Tchinah on Shabbos, it's a different word. On Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls on the Shabbos, it's a different type of a Kedusha Sayyim, and that Kedusha Sayyim is not Mechayiv in Tkiyah Shofar. This is an interesting issue, whether this is this really so. Let's say when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos like this year, you say that the two Kedusha Sayyim blend in together to constitute a new type of the Kedushas Hayom? Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah hyphenated? Or do you say, no, there happen to be two Kedushas, one superimposed on the other on the same day. It happens to be Shabbos, and it happens to be coincidentally also Rosh Hashanah. So the two Kedushas Hayom, they're al-gabizeh. They're unrelated, they don't blend in together. Some of they did. Some of, like we do. Some of they didn't make the show from like that. No, either in Shtilishman or in Chazor Hashat, whichever we did. The Gemara in Erechin on Daf Yud Amud Beis says. Right, the Gemara in Erechin says, why is a no chiv to recite Halal on Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara says, because it's muta basiyas malach, it doesn't have a full kedusha sayyam. So Shabbos is also basiyas malach, has a full kedusha sayyam. Why is a no chiv to recite Halal? The Gemara says it's not called a mayid. But Rosh Chodesh is called a mayid, but it doesn't have a full kedusha sayyam. So the Avnei Nezer was bothered with this kasha. The Sochet Shavarev once said Shalom Shudas Torah, and Rosh Chodesh Chaliv B'Shabbos, so he spoke about this kasha. So when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, there should be an obligation. Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, there should be an obligation to recite Halal Shalom in Medina. We only say Chati Halal on Rosh Chodesh because it's only a minute. But whenever you leave Medina to say Halal, you say Gant Halal. So whenever Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, there should be an obligation in Medina to recite Halal Shalom because it is called Mayit. Rosh Chodesh is called a Mayit. And it's Igdish Basiyas Malacha because it's Shabbos. So that was his teret, that the two kedushas don't blend in together to constitute one, the separate kedushas. But others are done on this, whether he's right or wrong. There seems to be, the Rav pointed out, there seems to be a machlekes and rishonim in brachas, whether this is right or wrong. Seven days has a tshuva about it also, he talks about a similar thing. Right. So according to Beis Shammai, that you say a separate bracha for Yontif and a separate bracha for Shabbos and the Shmoneh Esrei, the Beis Shammai seem to hold clearly that they're unrelated Kedushas Hayom, they don't blend in together to constitute one new Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos Yontif together, of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh together. The Shaila is that we pass from like this Hillel, that whenever you have Yontif Shchalis B'Shabbos, you recite one bracha in the Shmoneh Esrei to include both Kedushas Hayom. So what does that imply? Does that imply that the two kedushas blend in to constitute one? Or no, they really remain two separate kedushas hayayim. But they hold that you're able to include both in one bracha, and it's not a violation of Ein Chayis Mishnayim. It's not a violation of the principle that you're not supposed to have more than one theme in Achsimus HaBrach. So that's what seems to be a machlokes HaRishonim in brachas. And the Gemara asks, how can you say Achsimus HaBrach Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael VaHazmanim? Isn't it a violation of Ein Chayis Mishnayim? You conclude with two unrelated themes. So the Gemara says, no, achasi. What does it mean, achasi? So some Rishonim say Alosh and achasi. They're not that dissimilar. The Nishgafelach, they can live together in peace and harmony in one chasim. And other Rishonim saying, no, achasi, it's one Kedushas Hayayim. It blends in together to be one Kedushas Hayayim. So that's a shaila. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, he thought that the Rishonim meant to say that the Ikka Din Deraisa is that the Mokum Bezin Yiblo Shaitan. Not the Beis HaMikdash is the Beis Tfilah. So how are you going to explain the Ayoris? He thought that that was difficult, and to say that that's the Rabbanon, that in Yerushalayim is their right and the Ayoros Asmuchas is the Rabbanon, is difficult. So he thought, no, that the Tzakana, the Ika Din Der Reise, according to the Din Der Reise, the Ika Din Der Reise was that a Migdash Yiblow, not so much because the Beit HaMigdash is the Mokam HaKorbanis, and not so much because the Beit HaMigdash is the Mokam HaTfila, but rather because the Beit HaMigdash is the Mokam HaBezin. The Beit HaMikdash is officially the place where the Beis Nagodol is supposed to convene, where they're supposed to meet. And even if the Beis Nagodol happens to be on vacation this year, let's say they went to Switzerland for Rosh Hashanah, because it's too hot in Eretz or whatever, still, Al Pidin, until the goal is HaSanhedrin, Al Pidin, the Beit HaMikdash is the Mokam HaSanhedrin. That's the Mokam HaBez. So the Mishnah says that the din always used to be that they blew shofar only in Yerushalayim or near Yerushalayim in conjunction with the Bezin, Difnei HaBezin. Why? Because the whole idea of blowing shofar, one of the many ideas, one of the ten takonis, one of the ten reasons, the ten kavonis that the Rav Sadia Gaon has in Tzvi HaShofar is that today is the Yom HaMishpat, and you blow shofar to illustrate that, to stress that theme, that today is the Yom HaMishpat. So on Rosh Hashanah Shacholit B'Shabbos, true, it's also the Yom HaMishpat, but the Pesukim indicate to us that this Kedusha Sayyam is a different type of a Kedusha. When it's Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos combined, they combine to constitute a new Kedusha Sayyam, which is not Mechayiv in such a stressing of the fact that today is the Yom HaMishpat. But in the Mikdash, the Beit HaMikdash, which is the Mokam HaSanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin's job is to do Mishpat, so there is a Din D'Oraisa that you do blow Shayt. Where the Pesuk is the problem that the Bavli has. Not that a Mikdash will matter in Issa Deraisa. No, in Mikdash there is a Chiyuv Deraisa because that's the Mokam HaMishpat. And Chutzla Mikdash is not the Mokam HaMishpat, so there the Torah was never Mechai. So if one follows this line of thinking, then what happened right after the Churban HaBayis and the Sanhedrin moved to Yavne? So they all the Balabatim came to Yavne to see on the first Rosh Hashanah Shcholiv B'Shabbat what Rabbi Yechanan Metzaka going to do. So he said, let's blow Shofar. Why did he tell him, let's stand a hassle? And they blew Shofar. Why did he say, let's blow Shofar? So Rav Soloveitchik thought, that's let's blow Shofar Mideraisa. Not let's blow Shofar Miderabbana. Let's blow Shofar Mideraisa. Because now that the Beis Nagodol moved its offices, and their official office is no longer the Beis HaMikdash, they went into Golos, and now their official location is in Yavne. So the Din Deraisa now applies in Yavne. That you're supposed to blow, not that they blew in Mikdash, and the Tkiyas in Yavne was Echel in Mikdash. No. They blew a Mikdash because the Mikdash is officially the Mokam HaBezin. And now that they're in Yavne, so Yavne is the Mokam HaBezin. So the Tzkiyas in Yavne would be a Din D'Oraisa. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan Zakkai made 9 takonis. The Gemara reckons that it's all the 9 takonis on Lamed Aleph from the days. So takonis sounds like a takonis de Rabbana. And according to this pshat, it comes out that it's a Din D'Oraisa. So the Rabbi pointed out, first of all, it's not true because the Bavli holds not like the Yerushalmi. The Bavli says that this is not correct. The drasha that Yom Teruah and Zichron Teruah is not correct. That the Maskanas HaBavli is that the Natera you blow shofar all over the world, and it's only Gzera the Rabba, Gzera the Rabbana, not to blow shofar Chutz LaMikdash, Gzera Shamayavarena. So the whole limitation is Man HaMikdash, that you blow only Mikdash, is only Gzera the Rabbana, and Nikdash they will never go. He's there, and then Rabbi Yechon Mitzak made a Takana the Rabbana, that you shouldn't have the Gzera and Yavna. The coin to the Maskanas HaBavli is Bechlal, no problem. But even so, the Bavli Vishitosa says later that this is one of the 9 takonis. But even if one should search in the Yerushalmi, I didn't look. Even if one should look in the Yerushalmi and find that the Yerushalmi also says Rabbi Yechon Zakkai made 9 takonis, and they'll count this as one of the 9 takonis of Rabbi Yechon Zakkai, the Loshon HaMishnah is Hiskin Rabbi Yechon Zakkai. Sounds like it's a takona. It's also not a kasha because the Gemara says later that one of the 9 takonis of Rabbi Yechon Zakkai was really a din deraisa. That the Yom Hanif Kula Yosur, that the day of Tnuf HaSaimer, that the first day Chalamayit is forbidden to eat Chodesh all day long, so the Gemara says that's not a Takana de Rabbanon, that's a Din Deraisa. So the Gemara says you're right, it's Taka Din Deraisa. So why does it say in the Mishnah Hiskin Rabbi Yechon Zakkai? So the Gemara says Hiskin just means he was Mefarsim the Din Deraisa. Dorash v'Hiskin, he gave a Drasha, he gave a Shir, and he made popular, he was Mefarsim what the Din Deraisa is. The Takana doesn't always imply that it's a Takana de Rabbanon, that the Chachamim were changing the Din Deraisa. Sometimes Takana means that he instituted a tikkun. He straightened out the din, so that everybody should know Mikara Labo, that this is the din, not necessarily a din de Rabbana. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested, according to the Yerushalmi, that it's a din de Raisa, that in Migdash you do have a chiyuv to blow. And in the Gvulin, there's no chiyuv de Raisa to blow at all. It could be that the nature of the din in Migdash that you do blow is because Migdash is the Mokama Sanhedrin. Not because Migdash is the Mokama Tfilo. Not because Migdash is the Mokama Korbanis. It's another tzad, we didn't mention that earlier, the Raivit. The bottom of the Rif in Sukkah claims that the reason why Migdash you do blow and not the Gvulin is because Migdash is the Makam HaKrovus HaKorbanus, and it speaks in Chumash of Tkiya Shofar in connection with HaKrovus HaKorbanus. Tkiya Chatzaitzus, Alor HaSechem HaZibchei Shalmech. So the Rabbi claims that's the reason why Migdash was different. that the takana not to blow shofar b'gvulin was ever instituted in Migdash, not because ain't shuvos b'Migdash, but rather because ain't shuvos b'Migdash means something that has to do with the hakrovas hakorbanos. So what does shofar have to do with the korbanos? He says, no, it does have to do, because the psukim say in Chumash b'Midbar, b'Haloscha, that you should blow shofar at certain times of the year in connection with hakrovas hakorbanos. So there are three possibilities over here to explain the first mandam in the Bavli, which the Bavli rejects completely, to say that this is a din deraisa. The Rishami seems to hold like that in the Masechet Sofim, whose nusach hatfila we follow is based on that shita Yerushalmi, that it's a real din deraisa. Because the nusach hatfila that we daven, we're not supposed to daven in modern Hebrew, we're not supposed to daven in colloquial Hebrew, we're supposed to daven in the biblical Hebrew. That's how the Rishonim said. And that's why the Avudram and the Ibn Yarchi and other Rishonim have Tzvarim on the Siddur, where they search a Mokar in Tanakh for every single phrase in the Siddur. The Psukah de Zimra is Avada, that's in Siddur. Oh, the Yosher is in Siddur. Oh, David is in Siddur. Haidu is also in Siddur. But the Nusach of the Bracha, so they find a Mokar in Tanakh for every single phrase that you have in the Bracha, because they're working on the assumption, based on Gemaris and the Dorim and the Bracha, that every Tfilah has to be recited in the biblical Hebrew. Not in the Mishnaic Hebrew, not in the Talmudic Hebrew. Piyutim we have in Otskoitis Hebrew, Otskoitis Loshen. You have a very difficult Hebrew, especially the Slichas, nobody knows what to say. But they just know generally they're asking for Mechila, but the words are so hard. But the Nusach HaTfilo, the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah on the Sarkain, the guiding principle was that it has to be in a biblical Hebrew. So if the Masechet Sofim claims, and that's what we follow, then we're Roshanah Tcholis B'Shabbos, we say Zichon Trua. When Roshanah Tcholis B'Chol, we say Yom Trua. So they seem to be assuming that this is what the Psukim in the Chumash are referring to. Yom Tshuva goes on Rosh Hashanah Shchali is B'chol. The Zichon Tshuva is referring to Rosh Hashanah Shchali is B'Shambes. Otherwise it's a Melitza. Otherwise that's not Biblical Hebrew. So you're using a Nusach HaTfilah, assuming that that is a Biblical Hebrew, on the assumption that Kiyas are Deraisa and Migdosh and Bigvul, and you don't blow Shaykh from Deraisa. So this distinction that the Yerushalmi seems to hold cannot be based on Malachim. That's what the Bavli says, that's impossible. It must be based on some other notion. So either it's based on the notion that the Migdash is a basic based tefillah, Yikar L'Cholam, so in the Mokam HaTfilah, you enhance your tefillahs by having Zokah even on Shabbos. Or like the Ravid writes in Sukkah, the Ravid on the Rif writes in Sukkah that in based on Migdash, you have to blow Shofar in conjunction with the Akrobis HaGabonis. The Gvul or not, because it's not in conjunction with the Gabonis. But in Migdash, yes. And then you'll have the problem of why was Chutz L'Yerushalayim? Chutz L'Yerushalayim doesn't relate. Or the third possible pshat is that the Tkiyas Shofar is a simon of the fact that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaMishpat, the Yom HaDin, so there's more of a chiyuv to blow Shofar in Migdash and in Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is officially the Mokom where the Bez Nadol is supposed to be located. Rashi HaChumash at the end of Yisro, in the beginning of Mishpatim, explains the quotes from the Mechilta. Why is it that in the end of Yisro the Chumash speaks about building a Mizbach HaDomeh, and then at the beginning of Mishpatim speaks about being Dan Dinei Torah? What's the connection between a Mizbeach and a Bezdin? So he says, Lalamdoch, the teacher, that you have to have Bezdin, Tomach LaMizbeach. That the Bez Nagodl has to be located in the Beis HaMikdosh. And the Gemara says in Yuma that the Lishkas HaGozes, the room where the Bez Nagodl was officially located, was Chetzi Bakodesh VeChetzi Bachol. Half of it had Kedushas HaZorah, and the other half didn't. So the Bez Nagodl sat in the half that didn't have Kedushas HaZorah, because in the half that had Kedushas HaZorah, you're forbidden to sit. So what, they have to have a room that's half yen, half no? Somebody by mistake may sit in the other half of the room. No, they have to have a room that's half Kodesh, that it should be Mamish Tomach LaMizbeach. It should be half of their room has Kedushas HaZorah. It has to be so Tomach for the Mizbeach.
If you say, like the Ravid,
The Rav Soloveitchik suggested if one should say this third mahala, that the din deraisa always was like that, according to the Rishami, that the tkiyas are deraisa in Migdash, and not Bigvulim because Migdash is the Mokum Bezin, then the takonas are dechem and zaka is not a takonah de Rabbanon. Then it's Dorash V'Hiskin. He made a takana deraisa. He said, not only when the Bez Nagodol is in Yerushalayim, which is officially the place where they're supposed to be, but even if they leave Yerushalayim, they go to Yavne. But self called self, it is a Bez Nagodol. So that's called the Mokum of Bez Nagodol. So there would be Tzkiyas deraisa.
The Mokum of Bez Nagodol goes to other Bez as well. It wasn't just Yavne. It was also where there was a Bez Nagodol.
No, it means where the Bez Nagorl is. The Gemara just says, what if the Bez is there being Kroy? They're just passing through the town, but they never officially established an office there. So the Gemara says, that's perhaps a Machloekes HaTanoim. Beidina de Kroy. This pshat, that it's Kiyas and Yavne should be a Din D'Araisa, this is a little bit subject to tremendous Chiddush, because the simple reading in the Gemara and the Mishnah is that it's only Takana the Rabbanah.
Why do you have to say that?
Don't have to say. Could say. Could be. It could. There's no hacker. It's possible. The Rashi suggested it's possible to say that it's Darish Vehiskin that he made it into a Din D'Oraisa. He was kaveh that this should be the Din D'Oraisa. There is, however, an issue that may knock out the possibility of this pshat. The question is, if you have a Bez Nagorla meet anywhere other than in Beit HaMikdash, does it have the status of Bez Nagorla, or is it just an imitation Bez Nagorla? Because the Gemara learns that in Sanhedrin, Malamit Sham Bapim Gore, it says in connection with the Zok and Mamre, when you have a shayla and the rabbanim have a machlek, and they can't resolve the issue, they can't come to a maskana. So the Torah requires to come to the alisa alamokam, she go to the Bez Nagor, and they should pass it. So the Gemara says the psak of the Bez Nagor only makes the chacham who passes against them into a zakam amre. If their psak was issued, min amok mahu means malamish amok mgorim. Only if the Bez Nagor was in their office in Yerushalayim. If the Bez Nagor was in Yavne and somebody passes against, doesn't accept their psak, he won't be chayv nisim itam zakam amre. It's a mission in Sanhedrin.
That's another din.
Also based on the same passage, but that's another din. So the issue is this din, that there's no halacha, there's no onish misa of a zochen mamri for one who passes against the Bez Nagodl, whenever they're in Yavne, whenever they're not in Kaimam and Lishkas Hagozis, is that a Xeris HaKosuv only with respect to zochen mamri, Xeris HaKosuv B'Yalmo? Or perhaps that passage means that they don't have the status of Bez Nagodl if they're not Bim Kaimam. If they're Bim Kaimam, Haroi Lahem Dehainu, Samachlam is Beach, Sanhedrin Samachetlam is Beach, then they have the din of Bez Nagol. When they're not in their official place where they're supposed to be, maybe it's just an imitation Bez Nagol, maybe it's a fake. So the Rav pointed out, this he has printed in his Kuntres on Kiddush HaChodesh. I think that was the first Yahrzeit Rosh, he said the year after his father passed away, and it's reprinted a few times. So he said that it seems to be a machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah. The Rambam claims that Kiddush HaChodesh can only be done by the Bez Nagodl. Period. Based on a Medrash, he quotes the Mechilta de Rashbi. Only Bez Nagodl can do Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Ramban says that's ridiculous, because the Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the second Perek that until the days of Abai Verov, the Rambam quotes himself, that until the days of Abai Verov, they still used to do Kiddush HaChodesh HaPiyariya in Eretz Yisrael. So until the days of Abai Barov, there was a Bez Nagodl. That's ridiculous. Where was that Bez Nagodl? The Ramban says it's impossible. From the year 30 on, 40 years before the Churban Habayis, 40 years before, the Gemara says the Bez walked out of their offices. They were Galum, Elishkas Hagozes, and they no longer, the Ramban Adam, it doesn't say this in one, they no longer had the status of Bez Nagodl. So from the year 30, there was no Bez Nagodl. So how can the Rambam say that Kiddush HaChodesh HaTiyariya can only be done by the Bez Nagodl? And it was continued up until the middle of the days of Abai Verover. That was way after the year 30. So there was no Bez Nagodl in existence. So the Noitzer Kelim on the side of the Sefer Mitzvah say, and Mr. Sessa Kufman Gimel on the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, they're saying, what is the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds that Kiddush HaChodesh can only be done by Bez Nagodl. How can he talk hold there's a Bez Nagodl till the days of Abai Verover? So the answer, the Rambam's opinion obviously is the Melamed Shalamokum Gorim, the drasha that we derive from that passage, it comes to the Alisa Lamokum, is only a miut, it's only a local din in Hilchas Zochen Mamre. It doesn't apply to the Shem Bez Nagodl. It doesn't mean to say that whenever the Bez Nagodl is not in Yerushalayim, they don't have the status of Bez Nagodl. They can be anywhere and they will have the status of Bez Nagodl. There just won't be an Einish Misa for the Zochen Mamre who will pass in against them. So according to this whole pshat, this whole possibility is only if one should assume like the Rambam, the way the Mephoshim say, the Rambam holds, that the Bez Nagodl even when they're in Yavne do have a din of Bez Nagodl, just that there's no onish of Zochen Mamre, so then it's Nitan Layom, it's still not Mukhrach. It's Nitan Layom, one can insist that when Hiskin Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai that you blow shofar b'fnei bezin, one can say that that's really a din d'oraisa. Not necessarily so. You can still say it's only in the official place where they're supposed to be in Yerushalayim. But what it's shayach to say that it should be a din d'oraisa. That's how the Gemara says later. Yeah, the Gemara says the machlokes hatanim when you need dafke bezin agadol or any bezin of gilu. Even he dachas in for the medida. Ah, I mean for the medida you need bezna gadol. Yeah. Same shaila mitzvah. Same shaila the Rambam and the Ramban. Would it be shaykh to have an egla rufa in the last 40 years? Some or after? Or after the korban abayim? Some of the same shaila. Do you have it in a bezna gadol or not? The Ran quotes in the name of the Rif. And this Gemara, in the Rif himself, he doesn't discuss it, but the Ran quotes in the name of the historical point that the Rif blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah Chalev Bishah. What kind of a din is that? Why, the Rif was the Bezna Gadol. So obviously, he knew he wasn't, he had no hallucinations of being Bezna Gadol. Apparently, he was of the opinion that you don't have to have a Bezna Gadol. Was he a Bezna Chav Gimel? There's no Bezna Chav Gimel, he didn't have 23 Rabbanim who had Smicha. No one had any smicha b'chlal. No one had any smicha. So how did the Rif get from the Gemara a marker to say that that even a bezin of fine talmidei chachamim who know how to learn well, whatever, as great as they are, but they have no smicha at all? Ish m'pisha Moshe Rabbeinu, not a bezin of gadol. It's not even a bezin of chav gimel. That he had the right to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Chalev b'Shabbos. So the Ran suggests that the marker for the Rif doesn't say anything, it doesn't discuss it, they just quote that historically we know the fact that in his base medrash they blew shofar and Rosh Hashanah Chalev is Bishab. So the Ran suggests that the marker must be the last line on this daf on Chav Tesh and Beis. The Gemara points out that in the Mishnah there seems to be three opinions. Bizman she Beit HaMikdash HaYikam, the only blew shofar in the Beit HaMikdash in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, in the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, the outskirts of Yerushalayim. And then Mishachar Beit HaMikdash Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai made a takana that they blow shofar in Yavne and kol makom sheyesh bo bezin. And one Tana disagrees and he says no, he's Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai ela bi Yavne bilvad. So the Ran suggests that maybe the Rif understood ike benai bedina dekroi, if you have a bezin that doesn't have smicha, so why they call the bezin that that's the machlekes hatanoim, whether they too are permitted to blow shofar, whether they're allowed to blow shofar in the presence of such a bezin or not. And because the whole issue was only a shayla b'dei rabbanon, so the Rif went lekula and he felt that in the presence of any choshev a bezin, you have the right to blow shofar. Achidush niflo. It wasn't accepted by Yad Vashem. It's a very unpopular notion. Even the Talmidei Rif, the Talmidei Rif didn't follow the practice of the Rif. Very few chachamim follow the Rif, they should blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Chalev Bishah. After Mohammed Sheshet Hayamim, when they recaptured the old city, so on the first, I think the second Rosh Hashanah, after the war, so the chachamim were discussing, that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbat, so they were discussing whether they should blow shofar or not because it's Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim and all the cities near Yerushalayim, you blow shofar even on Shabbat. The Rav Soloveitchik thought that not. He thought that the Iker Pshat in the whole din Afilu Bizman HaMikdash was not that in Migdash you blow because Ein Shavuz BaMikdash. Not because it's the Makom HaKrovis HaKorbonus. If it's because Ein Shavuz BaMikdash or because Makom HaKrovis HaKorbonus, that one can insist that it's Kitchel Osir Lovoi. So Yerushalayim still maintains that Kiddushin. You can still say that Ein Shavuz BaMikdash. You can still say that it's the Makom HaPidin is the Makom HaKrovis HaGabonis. He thought that the Iker was like the Rambam, like other Rishonim, that all along the din was that you blow shofar and Mikdash because the Mikdash is the Makom HaBezin. And that's why he was pushing so much at that time to insist that even according to the Yerushalmi Svara, that it's a din d'oraisa, that the Mikdash is the Makom HaBezin. Maybe that also depends on the fact that the Mikdash is the Makom HaMishpat, the Makom HaBezin. Not because Mikdash is Mikdash, Mikdash is the base Tfilah, Mikdash is the Makom Karbanos. No, because Mikdash is the Makom HaMishkos. But the Zman has said that we don't have any Bezna and Lishkas HaGozi, so Roger Tegerson that we have the Makom HaMikdash, we have the old city, but you don't have any Bezna over there. So it's a blank, the same as anywhere else in the world.
It doesn't have, even though kitchen, even if one should assume that kitchen lasi levi, but it's still, you don't have any bezin over there, so still you cannot blow shayt. The Gemara later on Lamed Omer Aleph quotes a braisa that not only the Mishnah has later in Rosh Hashanah that not only do you blow shayfer on Rosh Hashanah, you have to blow shayfer on Yom Kippur Shel Yevil every 50th year when you have Yevil. So the Torah says Bavayta shayfer the Chodesh Hashvi Biyosel Chodesh Aviv shayfer b'chol arzchem. A mitzvah to blow shayfer on Yom Kippur Shel Yevil. In more like that in the Pesukim that it has the same dinim of Tkiya shayfer that you have on Shabbos. You have to blow Tkiya, true Tkiya three times and everything. Malchus and shayfer is the same nusach atfila. You don't say Yom Hazikaron Hazeh, you say Yom Kippurim Hazeh. But you say the Malchus of Hanashayk is just like on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara has a braisa that on Yom Kippur, Shal Yovel, when you blow Shayfer, you also only blow Bizman Bezin, Bein Bezin, only in conjunction with Bezin. What kind of a din is that? So the Pashtus, the Belt learns is that it's a similar din to the din of Rosh Hashanah Shachali is B'Shabbos. How does the Babli learn? Rosh Hashanah Shachali is B'Shabbos, Amigdash HaYitzhakon Avloi Bamdina, it's there, the Rabban Hashem Yavi Ren. That's only when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, when you're forbidden to carry. Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, you're permitted to carry. So there's no greater. But on Yom Kippur, it's always Yom Kippur Shachali is B'Shabbos. Every Yom Kippur, Shachali is B'Shabbos. Yom Kippur has a din like Shabbos, you're never permitted to carry on any Yom Kippur. So every Yom Kippur Shal Yovel is built in, and it's Yom Kippur Shachali is B'Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is always a din of Shabbos that you're not allowed to carry. And every time you have the mitzvah of Kiyas Shofar on Yom Kippur, you always have the problem of the Gzeira de Rabbe. So they say, you always have to limit it. And every Yom Kippur, Shal Yovel, when you blow Shofar, it's only Bishnei Bezin, the Yim Bezin, till Chatzos when the Bezin is Yoshin, and after Chatzos when the Bezin is no longer convened, you don't blow Shofar and so on. So the Bell says, Pshat, that it's only a Takona de Rabban. The Ritva, on this Gemara, says no. He says that on Kiyas Yom Kippur, Shal Yovel, the limitation that you only blow in connection with Bez, in conjunction with Bez, that's already a din derayt. It's not a limitation derabbanan. Why? So he says, the ikir tkiya shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, the Gemara says in the first parak and daf tes, is to announce to the world shiluach avodim. Trust and draw bars l'chol yashva, to blow shofar, to announce that the avodim are going free. And the ikir shiluach avodim is proclaimed by the Bezin, by their tkiya. So everybody else, true, with the mitzvah of Kiyas Shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel is not only a chiyuv on the Bezin, it's a chiyuv on every individual person also, but it's only every person in conjunction with the Bezin. The din deraisa is like that. So the din deraisa would be that you only blow kol zman shebezin yoshvim, and only if you live near the Bezin. If you live far away from the Bezin, you wouldn't blow Shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel mid deraisa. Not a gzeira derabbanan, nothing to do with the gzeira derabbanan. The Ritva wants to say that that din is a din deraisa. It's a chiddush. That's quite an improvement.
But the Bezin has a different account.
They are responsible for creating the Yovel. And then the Gemara says in the first parak on Daf Tes, what happens if the Bezin doesn't blow shofar? The Rambam passes like this. What happens if the Bezin doesn't blow shofar? Doesn't say Bezin. What happens if they didn't blow shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel? So the Gemara says, and then the whole Yom Kippur is over, so they lost their chin. So the Gemara says, that here doesn't have the dinim of Yovel. That here shofar is ma'akiv. The Gemara says, the other dinim of Yovel are not ma'akiv. Let's say the people didn't observe the din of Shiluach Avodim. That inevitably goes free. Vishnasa Yovel. Or the din of, the other dinim of Yovel. Whatever other dinim there are. Hachzorah Sodei, that the fields go back to Yovel. Or the Avodah Sakaka, you're not permitted to do Avodah Sakaka, you have to say, even if the people violate the mitzvah of Yovel, but the Kedusha of Yovel is there. Let's say the people on the Chal Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos disappears, the Bet is Eish Shabbos, no. But on Yovel, the Gemara learns that from the Pesach, that if they didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Yovel, that the Kedusha of Yovel is not present. And the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanai, which mitzvahs on the Akev and the Chalos Kedusha of Yovel. So the Rambam passes like that Tanah, that Kiyas HaShofar and Yom Kippur Shel Yovel is Miyakiv. If they didn't blow Shofar and Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, then the whole Kedusha of Yovel is not Chal. Is not Chal. So who is not blowing Shofar is Miyakiv. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Mistavre and Daf Tes, the Gemara says, Mistavre, like that Tanah, that Kiyas Shofar and Yovel is Miyakiv, because if Kiyas has a Shofar to the Bezin, and the Bezin of Godla, the ones who are counting every year to live. They have the mitzvah to count up till Lishnas HaYevel, and then they have the Iker mitzvah of Kiyas Shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel is mutal on the Bezin, and then everybody else in conjunction with the bezin, like the report says. Everybody else blows only the zman bezin, the im bezin, mideraisa. Everybody's kiyus has to be mitzuref at bezin. So the ikir is kiyus, and yom kippur shel yovel is a chaydus at bezin. So that's what the Gemara says in the first paragraph. That's how the Rambam passes like that tana, that if the bezin didn't blow shofar and yom kippur shel yovel, then the whole year would forfeit its kedusha. The whole kedusha doesn't get off the ground. Moshe l'ma adam adayim, if the bezin wouldn't be counted. What if they wouldn't count? So that's year number one. Instead of being a blank year, usually the yovel is a blank year. Instead of being a blank year, it would be year number one. So my friend, 10 days ago. Yeah, all day long. But if the Yom Kippur, shall yovel come to an end. Right, Lamafreya as of 10 days ago, not so long. No, Lamafreya as of Rosh Hashanah. As of Rosh Hashanah, this was the Shemitah year. Yeah. The Gemara has a machlekes in the Dorim. Machlekes are viewed in the Chachamim. When you have a Shnas HaYovel, do I say that Yovel counts as the first year of the next Shemitah cycle? That the years always go 7, 7, 7, 7. They don't go 50, 50, 50, and the 50th year is, you have 7, 7, 7 times, and the 50th year is a blank year, not belonging to any Shemitah. That's how we pass now. Judah says, no, they go 7, 7, 7, and the Shnas HaYovel is not a blank year, it's always the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. But we don't pass like that. We pass in the Bizman Shal Yovel Noeg. Bizman is that we don't have Yovel, so it just goes 7, 7. But Bizman Shal Yovel Noeg, so Yovel is a blank year. But if they didn't blow Shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, then it turns out it's Moshal Amad David Emes. Bez Nagoro didn't count Tzviras HaShonim, so if they didn't count, so the Yovel doesn't happen by itself. Even if they counted all 49 years, and the 50th year they didn't blow Shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, it's as if they didn't finish counting. So the year won't have the status of Yovel. It'll have the status of year number one. It'll turn out like Roy Muslim afraid that it wasn't the Shnas HaYovel. Didn't have any Dinim of Yovel. All the Dinim of Yovel won't apply. It says the Avodim don't go free until after Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, the Avodim stood around during Aseret Metshuveh. They don't go home yet, but the boss can't make them work. Why? It's sort of in limbo. They don't know. Is it going to turn out to be Shnas HaYovel because the Bez Nagol is going to blow Shofar? The people are going to blow Shofar in conjunction with the Bez Nagol. Then it's going to come out that they were really set free from Rosh Hashanah, so the Avodim had no right to make them work. But if it's going to turn out on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, they're not going to blow Shofar. It'll come out that it wasn't the Yovel. But they'll stay till next year. They'll stay Avodah. Another 50 years to go. Right? So it says that they sit around. A plane never goes out of the church. They never near to Avon. But let's say the sons go back to the Baleim also. You have to wait till Yom Kippur to see if it's going to turn out to be Yovel. It may not be Yovel. If they won't blow Shofar, it'll come out that it was year number one. So it's not Yovel. You have to wait another 50 years. That's how the Gemara says. Whether this year will have the status of Yovel depends on the kiyus of Yom Kippur. There is another Mishnah in the last parak in Rosh Hashanah. And that Laman on the base. This Mishnah is the background of the whole institution of Yontav Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. I want to discuss that a little bit. The 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Everybody knows that Rosh Hashanah is the 2 days of Yom HaRichta. That lashon doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara. The Gemara has an expression, Yom HaRichta. When you get to other things, the Gemara says that all 7 days of Sukkot are Yom HaRichta. When you get to sitting in Sukkot, that's why one opinion holds that you only say Leisha by Sukkot the first night, and that's it. You don't have to say another bracha. We don't pass like that. Other places, the Gemara has Yom HaRichta. The Gemara never says Yom HaRichta by Rosh Hashanah. That's Rashi has like that. Rashi in the Tshuva. The Rosh quotes, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh quotes Tshuvas Rashi. That Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichta. A Shaila, what they say, Shafyanu on the second day, and Rashi and Gemara Beit, they call Rosh Hashanah Yom HaRichta. The Gemara calls it a different thing. The Gemara calls it Kedusha Achas. The Gemara discusses whether when you have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, do you call it Kedusha Achas, or do you call them Shtei Kedushas? Do you treat the both days as one long Hemshah, or do you treat each day as a separate Yom Tov? So Rashi rephrases that. Rashi calls it Yom HaRichta. What does that mean? What's the whole issue? Yom HaRichta, Kedusha Achas, what's the whole thing all about? No, there's three. The Gemara has three machlekes tanoim and amoraim. Tanoim have machlekes by three cases. One case is Yom Tov HaSamach L'Shabbos. That's a Yom Tov falls out on Friday or on Sunday. That's one machlokes, whether the 2 days are labeled as kedushas or shtei kedushas. One machlokes by shnei yamim tevim shel galuyos, the first day Pesach and the first day Shavuot, second day Shavuot, first day Pesach, second day Pesach. Is that kedushas or shtei kedushas? And the third machlokes by 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And they're not necessarily tali zeh bizeh. You can split the stuff. So what is the whole background all about? The whole issue with kedushas or shtei kedushas. What is it all about? So the Rambam. Right, Yeroyali, the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Erevin writes, an original chiddush in Yeroyali, he says, I think the din is like this. He's giving you a clue to understand the whole background of the whole issue. The Rambam writes, in my humble opinion, if Yom Kippur would fall out on a Friday or a Sunday, in our calendar, the Gemara says it never falls out. But the Gemara says that the Mishnah Shabbos talks about the possibility of Yom Kippur falling out on Friday or Sunday. So if Yom Kippur were to fall out on a Friday or a Sunday, if you wouldn't rig the calendar, so the Rambam writes, the Yeroyali, in my humble opinion, writes, everybody would agree that it would have the status of Kedusha Achas. But I would say that he cannot, let's say, I live over here, and there's a good chazan over here, and there's a good chazan over here, but he knows how to daven Yom Kippur, tikka daven, he knows how to daven Shabbat, tikka daven. My city, no one knows how to daven anything. So for Rosh Yom Kippur, and it's chutzah tchum to go anywhere. So I want to leg an Eretz Chumin to go on Yom Kippur to daven, and that's it's Medrash, but that's Chazin. I want to make an Eretz Chumin for Shabbos, either Yom Kippur is Friday or Sunday. I want to have a different Eretz Chumin to go a different direction for Shabbos and a different direction for Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says that that depends. You cannot have two different, Shabbos morning, the Chazin is going to sing in that shul, it's chutzah tchum. And Shabbos afternoon, the rabbi is going to give a Shabbos Shuvah Drosha and that shul over there. I want to chaparai and everything. They're both chutzah tchum. So I want to make an Erevet Chumin for Shabbos morning until 4 o'clock should be this direction. And Shabbos afternoon from 4 o'clock on, I want to have the Tchum Shabbos the other direction. So the Mishnah says that you can't do that. For the whole Shabbos, for the whole Yom Tov, you have to have one Tchum Shabbos. You have to be kaveh where your makam is, the Tchilus Hayom. Wherever your makam is, the Tchilus Hayom. That's your makam for the whole day. As the Pasuk says in Chumash, you have to be kaveh a makam at the beginning of Shabbos, and that's the makam for the whole day. So the Mishnah says in Erevin, that what if you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov? What if you have 2 days Yom Tov, one next to the other? What if you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, one next to the other? They treat them as a Kedusha Achas, they teach them as Shtei Kedusha. So that's the original Machlokes HaTanoim, and Erevin that's on the Ches, and the Machlokes HaMaroim, and the first Perek in Beitze. And so Tutzachot, the whole Machlokes was Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedusha. So the Rambam writes, what's the whole background? He writes, Yeroyali, in my opinion, Kuli Alma Lo Pligi, everybody would agree that if it's Yom Kippur HaSamach L'Shabbos, no sake of the Yom Kippur, and Eretz Yisrael. And Yom Kippur has the exact same din in the Shabbos, there's no Heterach HaMevish. Shabbos and Yom Tov are not exactly identical. Yom Tov has a Heterach HaMevish and Shabbos doesn't, so it's hard to say, it's questionable whether you can say it blends into the Kedusha Achas. But the Rambam writes, Yeroyali, the end of Hilchas Erevin, that if you were to have Yom Kippur fall out on a Friday or on a Sunday, that everybody will agree that in that case it would be considered Kedusha Achas. Because they're exactly identical Kedusha Sayyam. So I say that the Kedusha Sayyam that began on the first day lasts the 2 full days. Normally on a Shabbos, the Kedusha Sayyam ends at the end of Shabbos because of the Heter Malacha. When you have 2 days back to back, and the Dinim Malacha are identical, there's no Heter HaMevish neither on Shabbos nor on Yom Kippur. So when the Kedusha. The onshim are different. The onshim are different. The Mishnah and Shabbos talks about Havdalah. Mishnah and Shabbos says you only say Havdalah when you go down in Kedusha. When you go up, you don't say Havdalah. So the Mishnah presents the Machlokes of the Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, which is on a higher level of Kedusha. Shabbos or Yom Kippur. That's the Machlokes, which day has more aliyahs. The aliyahs represent which day has more Kedusha. On a normal weekday, you give 3 aliyahs. No, they have Dolan Davening. Dolan Davening. Not all of them. Just in Tzil alone. No. So the Mishnah has a machlokes. Which way do you have to say Avdolah? Going, you only say Avdolah when you go down. When you go up, you don't say Avdolah. So that's machlokes of the Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Whether Yom Kippur has more Kedusha than Shabbos, or Shabbos has more Kedusha than Yom Kippur. That's the Machlokes Achrayim, that's the Machlokes in Megillah. How many Aliyahs do you give on Shabbos and how many on Yom Kippur? So we paskin on Shabbos there are 7, and on Yom Kippur there are 6. So that indicates that we hold that Shabbos has more Kedusha than Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Tziva holds not, so Rabbi Tziva holds that Yom Kippur has more Kedusha than Shabbos, and you give 7 aliyahs on Yom Kippur and 6 aliyahs on Shabbos. You want to make her stuff, it's Yemei. But Mikra Adin, how many aliyahs do you have to give? So the Mishnah discusses that. It's still not the same level of Kedusha. So the Rambam writes, even though they're not exactly identical, there is a slight difference, but he says, Yerei Ali, in his opinion, in this case, they would all agree that it would be Kedusha Achas. The Kedusha Tayyam begins on the first day, and there's no reason to say that it ends, and then it begins again for the second day. But it's going to be a repeat of what you had the first day, the same as Suri Malacha, except that you bring different korbanos, and now there's Misa, now there's Koris if you do Malacha, and here there's a Chiyaftonis, and here there's not Chiyaftonis, these are slight differences. But in the Hilchot, it's Suri Malacha, which is the essence of Kedusha Tayyam. The Iker aspect, the Iker element of Kedusha Tayyam is the Isa Malacha, so the Suri Malacha are identical. There's no Heterach and Nefesh either on Shabbat or on Yom Kippur. The Ram writes, since they're exactly identical, so he says, in that case, everybody would agree that it's Kedusha Achas. And the Tanoim only have a Machlokes when you have Yom Tov HaSonach LeShabbos, because the Yisuri Malacha are not identical. On Shabbos, there's no Heterach and Nefesh, and on Yom Tov there is. So that's why there's a Machlokes. So how do we paskin? So the Gemara says, by Shabbos HaSonach LeYom Tov, we paskin like the Dalet V'Keni. Gemara quotes an Erev in Daf Manaches. The Gemara quotes four Tanoim. We all concur that you will all have the opinion halachic abroad detaining that it's take kedusha thing. The Shabbos hasamach le yom tov is take kedusha because there's a heterach on Abishir. There's not a heterach on Abishir. So it's loy nitan lehiyomer. It does make sense to say that once the kedusha tayyay masses b'malach at the beginning of the first day, it lasts for 48 hours. You can't. You have to say that something changes in the middle because the nature of the yisurim malach are different. The shaila is though, what if you have 2 days yom tov or 2 days Rosh Hashanah? That's mukham zalei zeh. So in our Torah, there is no such thing as 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Yom. But in the Rabbanon, on a level of the Rabbanon, that you have 2 days, one after the other, so should I say that it's Kedusha Achas or Shnei Kedusha? So the Gemara has a dispute, Tanoim in Erev, and the Mishnah in Erev, and that one in Chas has a Machlokes of Yehudi and Chachamim. So the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Yom, is Kedusha Achas or Shnei Kedusha. And we pass in the compromise, we pass in that 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas, that's what Rashi calls Yerma Yichta. And 2 days the other Yom Tovim is Shtei Kedusha, that it's not a Yom Arichta. What does that mean? That the other Yom Tovim is not a Yom Arichta. In other words, on the first day Yom Tov, I want to make an Arabic woman to go to hear this cousin. On the second day Yom Tov, I want to go, I live in Chutzpah, so I have 2 days Yom Tov, I want to go to hear that cousin. So on 2 days Yom Tov, you can, but on 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you can't. I treat the both days Rosh Hashanah with the Rabban, with the right to the Rano, 2 days Rosh Hashanah. With the Rabban, you have 2 days. I treat it as a Yom Arich, as Kedusha Achas. You have to make up your mind whether your Tchum is here, your Mokum is here, your Mokum is there. And you have to make up your mind the beginning of the first day. So that's the way we pass. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arich, and all the other days of 2 days Yom Tov is Shtei Kedusha. What is that based on? So the Gemara explains in Beita that that's all based on this Mishnah. And the Aflamin on the base. What's the difference? Why are you more Machna in Rosh Hashanah than in any other time? So the Gemara explains that the reason is the following. On a regular Yontif, what is it based on that you have 2 days Yontif and Chutzlo? Shake of the Yontif. What do you mean a Shake of the Yontif? When did this Shake of the Yontif begin? Bizman Azeh, the Gemara says, Anan Bikin and Bikri of the Yontif. In the days of Abai Verov, Hilla Sheni, who is the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, instituted in Luach. So from the days of Hilla Sheni on, there's no longer any Shake of the Yontif. So Bizman Azeh, the Gemara asks him, Behoidna, Anan Bikin and Bikri of the Yontif. The Gemara said that we follow the Luach. So what kind of Sfeika Yom? The Gemara says we follow the original practice. So what was the original practice? What was the Sfeika Yom? When did that begin, that Sfeika Yom? So the Gemara writes in... Let's begin that Sfeika Yom. So the Gaonim write in the Tshuvas HaGaonim, it began in the days of Yishur ben Nun. That's what they claim. Yishur ben Nun said goodbye to Reuven the God, v'chad to Shevet HaMenashe. They said, go back to Eva Yad, but don't forget You're never going to know when Yom Tov is. How are you going to know when we're declaring Rosh Chodesh? So you should observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus. That's what it says in the Teshuvas HaGadol. That Yeshua Ben Nun was the one who instituted the idea of Sfeika D'Yoma. It's a real Sfeika D'Yoma. A real Sfeika D'Raisa L'Chumrah. Very difficult. We don't observe 2 days Yom Kippur. They never observe 2 days Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and Achav, and the Yerushalmi has in Chaleh, that the Chassidim and Anshei Maaseh, the Norachaim Bekot, the Chassidim and Anshei Maaseh, B'zman Hazeh, who observed 2 days Yom Kippur, based on the Babli and Yerushalmi. But Medina, they were never Machayev 2 days Yom Kippur. So you see that there never was a real Sfeika of the Yom. And not only B'zman Hazeh, is it not Medina, even B'zman Shekitcho Apiyariya, nobody, the Hamoinam didn't follow, didn't observe 2 days Yom Kippur. There never was a real Sfeika of the Yom. So the Netziv in his Bira Chumash explains, in Parshas and more, he says there never really was a Sfeika D'Raisa L'Chumra. They followed the Roi. You're not sure whether Ador is going to have, by the time it came Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they already knew how many days there were in Shvat. How long it's going to take to find out. In the summer, they already knew how many days there were in Shvat. But when it comes Pesach, they don't know yet how many days there were in Ador. So how will they know whether Pesach is today or tomorrow? Sfeika D'Yom, Sfeika D'Raisa L'Chumra. So he says, no. Raif Shanim Ador Hasamach Lenisan has 29 days. So you have the right to follow the Raif. If it turns out that you were wrong, the Hashem HaTavichapaba, the Rabbani Shalom will forgive you. Because you followed the Raif. The Medina Deraisa, there is no real fake of the Yom on paper. Because you follow the Raif, the Raif Pamim Ador Hasamach Lenisan is Koster. And Rosh Hashanah also, the Gemara says, Raif Pamim Elul is Koster. Not only is it Raif Pamim Elul is Koster, the Gemara makes a statement that in the days of Ezra, it says in the Pasuk in Ezra that Elul had 30 days. Elul was Malay, and Rosh Hashanah was on the 31st day. Elul was a Chodesh Malay. But the Yamarim say, a historical statement, Mimayt Ezra Lielech, Lematina Elul Miyuba, that Elul was never 30 days. So that's a pretty good right. That in the days of Ezra, still the days of the Yamarim, they never had 30 days. And even if you don't accept that opinion in the Amorim, but the others only dispute, they say it's not 100% correct, but the Rav, they also agree, the Rav Pamim, Elul is Chotzer. So the Netziv writes in his Bira Chum is the institution of the Yantiv Sheni Shel Golus, even if it dates back to the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, even if one should assume like the Gaonim say, it never was a real Sfeika D'Raisa. You can't say it's a Sfeika D'Raisa because they never introduced Yantiv Sheni Shel Golus for Yom HaKippurim, for the Hamoinam. They were only Chassidim and Shemaisi, Yechidish Gula, who fasted both days and who abstained from Malacha both days and so on. Mikir Adin, there's no Sfeika D'Yom, you follow the Roi. It's only a Takona D'Rabbanan or a Mini. That's a Shaila in Beitza. Whether Bizman Shekitcho or Pioria, Rashi learns it's a Machlekes Amoraim. Whether Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus was a Takona D'Rabbanan or it was a Mini. In Bizman Hazeh, that's Anan B'Kiinan B'Kriya D'Yach, and we still continue to observe Yom Tov Sheni, now it's a Machlekes Faces Niran. Whether Yom Tov Sheni that we observe is a takona de rabbanan or a minik. Taisa Shita is that it's only a minik, and the fact that we recite brachas on the second day Yom Tov is a haichocha in the eyes of Taisa that you recite a bracha even when you do a minik. That's why Taisa's pasuk is a fair bracha when you recite halal on the shchodesh, even though it's only a minik. And the Ran disagrees with Taisa, says that's not a raya. And Tavshenesh Shogol is a takona de rabbanan. It's not a minik. I think Mar says he's zoru the minik avetechem yedechem. It doesn't mean a minik. You should continue the practice that your forefathers had. You should continue the observance. It doesn't mean a minute. You should continue the observance that your forefathers had, that they always observed 2 days Yom. You should continue it now also. It's the Takana de Rabbana. That's the wording of the Takana de Rabbana, but it doesn't mean that it's only a minute. So that's the Machlokes, is the Ran and Taisus and Sukkadat and Avod. Or the Yom Tisheni Bizman is the Takana de Rabbana or a minute. So I'll call the Gemara says, what is the background of Yom Tisheni? Whether it's a de Rabbana or it's a minute, it's not a deraisa, not a real fake deraisa, but what is the background of the takana de rabbanon, or what is the background of the minig? So we act as if there's a fake of the yom. There really isn't, but we make believe as if there's a fake of the yom. So what does it mean a fake of the yom? It means that either today is Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. Either today is Pesach, or tomorrow is Pesach. But it's not that we say that both days are Pesach. That's impossible. So the Gemara says, if that's impossible, so it's mimanam shachida hayom kodesh olamacha chol, olamacha kodesh hayom chol. So that's cool. Shtei kedushas, you can't call that kedusha achar. That there's a Kedusha Sayyam that goes on both days, it's not true. It's either one day is Kodesh or the other day is Kodesh. It can't be both. So that's why we pass in Laloche that on all other Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus, it's not a Yom Arichta, it's not a Kedusha Acha, it's a Shtei Kedushas, and you can make one Erevei Tchumah to go on the first day Yom Tov in one direction, and a different Erevei Tchumah to go in the other direction. So Manish Tana Rosh Hashanah, more of the other day. So that's what the Gemara in Beita quotes this Mishnah on Laman on the day. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Rosh Chodesh. So you don't know every year. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Rosh Chodesh. So how do you know when it's Rosh Chodesh? The Yidden have to come. Until the days of Abai Verovah, when he instituted the fixed calendar that we follow, so for years and years, he used to wait till the Yidden would come. So the Yidden would come in the middle of the day. They're not going to come, they can't come by Laila. And the Bezin can't declare on Erev Rosh Hashanah that tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. They have to declare on Rosh Hashanah that today is Rosh Hashanah. So comes Rosh Hashanah by Laila, they can't be Mekabalatis, they can't be Mekadish Rosh Hashanah by Laila. In the morning. So in the morning of Rosh Hashanah, they know whether the Edom are going to come. At the crack of dawn, they don't know. They have to wait. Sometimes the Edom come 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. They can come all day long. When the Edom come and Bezin declares that today is Mekudish HaChodesh, Mekudish, Mekudish today, they declare today is Rosh Chodesh. So it only becomes Rosh Chodesh Mekana Lahavo. So up until that time, you're permitted to do Malacha. No, the whole day is one unit of the day. So when they declare that today is Mekudish HaChodesh, today is Rosh Chodesh Mimela, today is Rosh Hashanah, so it's Chalak, Dusha Sayyam of Rosh Hashanah, Milim Afreya, as of last night. So it comes out that we were forbidden to do Malacha from last night on. So that's why the Mishnah says, we better not do any Malacha every year on the 30th day. And every day Rosh Chodesh is not such a big problem. The women abstain from Malacha. Saminig, Sosofik. So do abstain. I don't know what the women would do, I don't know, about abstaining from law. But on Rosh Hashanah, it's a problem. On Rosh Hashanah, it's a problem. So the Mishnah says that they were never permitted to do Malacha on the 30th day of Elul. Maybe it'll turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says that most of the time it did turn out, or all the time it turned out. One opinion, the Gemara, is from the days of Ezra on, in Sefer Ezra, which recorded that year it was Chodesh Moleh, that the month of Elul had 30 days. And Rosh Hashanah is on the 31st. But the Mois Ezra Yelich, it never happened or it rarely happened. Either it rarely happened or it never happened, one or the other. So every year on the 30th of Elul, everybody had to abstain from Malacha. Maybe it'll turn out that Edom will come and the Bezin will declare today as Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Hashanah will come out that Milim Afreyah was also about Siyas Malacha. So the Mishnah tells a story on Laman Aman Aleph, Laman Aman Beit. Barishayna, originally the din was, they had the right to be Mekabalatis all day long, even late in the afternoon, before Shkia. Pam Achas, once it happened, Nishtahu Edom Milovo, the Edom came very late in the day, before Shkia, but they came after Hakrovis Talmud Shel Bein Abayim. In the Beit HaMikdash, Bizman HaMikdash, they didn't bring the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim like we daven Mincha 20 minutes before Shkia, or 20 minutes after the Shkia. They used to bring the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim 3 o'clock in the afternoon. By Plag HaMincha, they were finished. But Plagamilcha, they were finished bringing the carbon. So you have plenty of time. You have another hour left till Shkia. So once it happened that the Yadim came after the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim was already offered, in Iskalkalu HaLevim the Shir, and it turned out that the Levim sang the wrong Shir, because if they would have known that it's Rosh Hashanah, they would have sang the Shir Shal Yom of Rosh Hashanah. And since they didn't realize, they thought it was going to turn out to be a plain weekday, because it was already so late in the afternoon, so they said the Shir Shal Chol. So the Chacham considered this such a terrible tragedy. With the Araita, you have to sing Shira. But there's no din the Araita what Shira you have to say. They made a takana de Rabbanan that every day you have to say a different Shira. Shir Shal Yom, on Sunday a different Shira, on Monday a different Shira, and Rosh Hashanah is a different Shira, and Pesach is a different Shira, and Shavuot.
They didn't
bring the Kabbalah. The Mustafa, right. That's what Tosis has a long discussion of that Kash. That's a very strong Kash. Tosis and other Rishayim discuss that Kash. But the Mishnah somehow is not worried about that. That's the problem that all the Rishonim work on. The Mishnah is only worried about the fact that Niskalkalu Halavim Bishir. The kilkal that occurred was that they said the wrong Shir. So they were so, the Chacham was so aggravated that the wrong Shir Shal Yom was recited in the Beit HaMikdash, Hiskinu, they made a takana, Shalo Yuhu Mekabim Elo Ad HaMincha. It only be Mekabim if they come before HaKrovis Talmud Shal Beinu Abayim. Yes. They didn't blow shofar, that's not a problem. There was still time left.
Yeah.
There was still time left. But they couldn't, or they blew before Allah Safi. Maybe they blew before Bali Brach, Allah Safi. Maybe it'll turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. But the Shia, they said the wrong Shia. So they made a takana, never to be Mekabal Eidus, Min HaMincha Lamayl. So what happens in Bo Eidim, Min HaMincha Lamayl? What do you do if the Eidim come after the HaKrovah Talmud Shel Bein Abay? What do you do? So really, today should have been Rosh Hashanah. But we have a takana not to make today Rosh Hashanah. We have a right to. The din is, Atem afilu mizidim, Bez Nagar can rig the Kiddush HaChodesh. If they want, they can ignore the Eidim and make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. If they want, they can make today Rosh Chodesh, even if the Eidim don't come. That's the din of Atem. Ela Miyad HaShem Shetikru Oysom. Or Tikru Oysom Ela Atem, because the Chumash is written Chosavav. Aleph Chofne. So the Mishnah says, since the Eidim came in Amichla Milo, and really should have been today, should have been Rosh Hashanah. But because of this Takana, we don't make today Rosh Hashanah, so we make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah. So what's with the end of today? After the Kohanim offered the Ben Shabbat Abayim in the Beit HaMikdash, so we know for sure that they will not declare today as Rosh Hashanah. It's impossible. So we have a Takana not to be Mekabel Eidim in Amichla Milo. So Mikana Labo, the last hour and a half of the day, I should say, you're permitted to do Malacha. For those who know, for those who are in the Beit HaMikdash, they can go turn on their televisions, they can write a letter, they can do whatever they want. So the Mishnah says no. If the Eidim come and Amichla Milo, Noagim Osu Hayom Kodesh for the Malacha Kodesh. That was a Takana Satanan. We don't allow you to do Malacha today. Why not? But it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah Midirabbanan. It's Rosh Hashanah Midirabbanan. See, the way we have Rosh Hashanah today, we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The first day Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, and the second day is the next believe Rosh Hashanah Midirabbanan. But here, if the Eidim come in Amincha Lamailo, and the Bezin are not Mekabel the Eidim, so the first day is a fake Rosh Hashanah Midirabbanan, and the second day is the Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. They're going to declare tomorrow as Rosh Hashanah. Why do they declare today as Rosh Hashanah? Why don't they allow us to do Malach in the last hour and a half of the day? So the Gemara explains, because the people next year will remember, look what happened last year. They made us observe Issa Malach all day long. We lost so much panasa, we couldn't do our homework, whatever. They wanted to do so many different things all day long. We're going to do again the same thing this year. We're going to abstain from Malach all day long. Then the last hour and a half, they tell us that Baisai, it's all a fake. The mistake, you're permitted to do Malach. So in order that the people shouldn't be mizalvim next year and the years to come and do Malach, and it'll turn out that the first day will be Rosh Hashanah, the Eidim will come before the Tamish Rabbein Abai. So they said, no of the Mosi Yom Kodesh, you have to abstain from Malacha till the end of the first day. So the Gemara in Beit explains that it's only on Yontif Rosh Hashanah that you have such an idea that both days are Vada Yontif. Midiraisa, there is no such thing as 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Clearly only Midirabbanan. But even Midirabbanan, what's the nature of the din that you have 2 days? So the nature of the din of 2 days Yontif by Pesach, or 2 days Yontif by Shavuot, or 2 days Yontif by Sukkot, or by Shmini Atzeres, that's B'teres Sveika D'Yonah. True, there's no Sveika D'Yonah, as the Nitziv says, but Midirabbanan Amitaminik, you make believe as if there's a Sveika D'Yonah. But Sveika D'Yonah by definition means either today or tomorrow, but it's not both. So that's why we're passing that cannot be Yonah Rikta. It cannot be Kedusha Achas. It's not that the Kedusha Sayyim extends for 2 days. It's not. But by Rosh Hashanah, Midirabbanan, the both days have Kedusha. One day has Kedusha Midirabbanan, and the second day has Kedusha Midirabbanan, both B'teres Vaday. One is a Vada Yontif Deraisa, and one is a Vada Yontif in the Rabbanah. So if you would have Yontif HaSamach LeShabbos, Shabbos HaSamach LeYontif, then we pass from that Shtei Kedushas. Because the Kedushas are different. One has a Heter Rechon Nevesh, one doesn't. But if you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, that's like the Rambam said that Yom Kippur next to Shabbos. Yom Kippur next to Shabbos, the Rambam says there never was a Machlokes. Everybody agrees. Because they're both on a level of Deraisa, Yom Kippur next to Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah is not exactly the same as Yom Kippur next to Shabbos, because one is the right and one is the Rabbanah. So that's why there's still a dispute among the Tanaim and among the Amoraim. But maybe you should say that it's the Kedushas. They can't blend in to constitute one long Hemshech of the Kedushas Hayom, because one is the right and one is the Rabbanah. But Lefi Psak Aloch and the Maskanas HaGemara is that the two days Rosh Hashanah are not the Torah Tzafik, they're both the Torah Vaday. So even though one is the right and one is the Rabbanan, they're not so similar, they're dissimilar, I still say that's Yom HaRifta, that's both Kedusha Achas.
But the first day is full of Mekhanah, it's full of Rabbanan. It's second day, and why can't you say, for the sake of Yemen, you have to acknowledge that it's also Mekhanah of Rabbanan, as a Kedusha of Mekhanah. You can hold that Tehran says that today, the Mekhanah is a Mekhanah, and it's a Mekhanah of Rabbanan,
right, but the Takana only was the Torah Sofik, not the Torah Vada. The Chachamim said we should make believe, we should act as if there were a state of the earth, even though there really isn't. We should act as if there were a state of the earth. To act as if, so if Mimana Shechi, the one is Kodesh, or the other is Kodesh, but not both. But here, the nature of the Takana was that you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah and the Torah Vada. The way we practice it today, the first day is Vada Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, the second day is Vada Rosh Hashanah Rabbanah. And in the days of the Mikdash, they often had fakir. The first day was Vada Derabbanan, and the second day was Vada Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. So you don't have them in Manasseh. Since the both days have the same dinim, the same Hetzorech on the same dinim, exactly the same.
The
Eidim came early is only one day, then there wouldn't be 2 days.
Even after
which Tachanun?
Only
when the Eidim came late? Yes, the Eidim come late, nor the Mosi Yom Kodesh or the Machal Kodesh. If the Eidim come before, have Prophet Tanish or Ben Abayim, it's only the first day of Kodesh, right? Only the first day of Kodesh. So the first day is Rosh Hashanah Deraita. So we still observe 2 days. So why do we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah today? We know the Kviya Diyah. So the Gemara says, we should continue that practice. But since years ago they used to observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah as the Yom HaRichter, both the Teres Vadai, so we have to treat it the same way as the Yom HaRichter. For sure it's only the Rabbanah, because the second day of Rosh Hashanah is only the Rabbanah. It can't be more than a Din de Rabbanah. What's the story regarding the second day of Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael? So that's a big machlokes HaRishonim. Right, the Balamor and Beitzer writes that until the time the Talmidei HaRish went to Eretz Yisrael, they only observed quotes from the Goyim. They only observed 1 day of Rosh Hashanah in all of Eretz Yisrael. And the Rif Shita was not so. The Rif held that in Eretz Yisrael you have to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So when his Talmidim came to Eretz Yisrael, they were Mishana, the Minig, and they introduced the second day of Rosh Hashanah. What's the issue? Well, you should have 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael or not. So Bichlal, what's the story of 2 days Pesach and 2 days Shavuot and 2 days Sukkot? And why is it only in Chutzlar, it's not in Eretz Yisrael? It's in the midst of Hatli's Boris. Why is it changed between Eretz and Chutzlar? So the Gemara says we should preserve the practice that we used to have years ago. And what did they do years ago before the days of Hillel Hasheni? When they had Kiddush HaFedesh HaFiyariyah, when they had the real fake of the Yomim, the make-believe real fake of the Yomim. So when they had 2 days Pesach, where did they have this fake of the Yomim? It was in Chutzlar, it's in Eretz Yisrael, they never had fake of the Yomim. So the Rambam points out, based on Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, this didn't really depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutzlar. It depends how close you are to the Bezin HaGadol. Who to the Beis Avad, who are declaring Rosh Chodesh. There were areas in Chutzlaretz where they only had 1 day Yom Tov, and there were areas in Eretz Yisrael where they had 2 days Yom Tov. Let's say Kiryat Shmona on the north is much further than some city in Chutzlaretz that's right near Yerushalayim. Right? Eva Yad. So the Zman Shekitshu Apiyari, the observance of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis did not depend on whether you lived in Eretz Yisrael or Chutzlaretz. It depends on how close you were to Eretz Yisrael, whether they notified you or they didn't notify you. Did you have a Sfeik of the Yom? Well, you didn't have a Sfeik of the Yom. What about Bizman HaZeh, that the Gemara says, even though Anan Bikin and Bikir Diyach, we should still observe the practice, we should maintain the practice of Yom Tov Sheni. So does this depend on those Mekoymes? Mokam Shashluchim Hoyim Agim. Those places that were close to Yerushalayim, whether in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Lo'aretz, so close that this Mancha Kitchop Yeliya, they used to know when Yom Tov was. So they don't have to observe 2 days Yom Tov. Those places that are far away, whether in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Lo'aretz, they do have to observe Yom Tov Sheni. So that's the Machlokes HaRishonim. So the Rambam's opinion in the Yad HaZok is clearly, he writes, it doesn't depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Lo'aretz. It depends how close you are to the place where the Beis Avad used to be. If you're far away, so even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have to have 2 days Yom Tov. And if you're nearby, even if you're in Egypt, even if you're in Chutz Lo'aretz, you only have to have 1 day Yom. And the Ritvor writes in Rosh Hashanah not so. Very hard to tell. Very hard to tell. So that's why the Bitzker, who lived in Meir Sharon, who lived in Gula, Tadavol, used to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis. Why? Because Meir Sharon, the Rambam writes like this, Meir Sharon was a community that was just established in recent years, in the last century. Didn't exist Bizmana Shekitshal theory. And the Rambam writes, what if you establish a new community somewhere in Eretz Yisrael Chutz Lo'aretz? You have to observe Yom Tov Sheni and Atzma. He says it depends. Is it on the line where the Shluchim used to travel? So if you establish a new community where we know the Shluchim used to go from here to here, and there was no community in between, now you establish a new community, so if the Shluchim would have gone, they would have bumped into this community, so they don't have to observe Yom Tov Sheni. But if your new community is not on the line where the Shluchim used to go, there's no community further where the Shluchim used to go to, then you have to observe Yom Tov Sheni even if you're in Eretz Yisrael. So that's where Rav Elveler, a very small minority of people follow him, they held, how do they know where the Shluchim used to go from the Beis Avad? What direction they used to go? They could have heard the Rosh Hashanah. I don't know. So the Rambam writes clearly that it doesn't depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. Yantav Sheni Shel Galus is a misnomer. It means Yantav Sheni is not even those Mekomos HaRachokim and the Mekomos HaSmuchim. You don't observe Yantav Sheni, irrespective of whether you happen to be an Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. But the Ritzvah in Rosh Hashanah says not so, and the Minig is not so. In other words, that the Zman, the Hoidno, the Anan Bikinin, the Tzviya the Yarakor. So our observance of Yantav Sheni is not based at all on there's no real stake of the Yom now. We have a calendar, we know years in advance when Yantav is going to be. So just based on Minig Adas Endi Adayin, so the Ritzvah says, and that's the practice today, the common Minig is, not like Rav Ovalah, not like the Rambam, even Kershish for the Rambam, the common Minig is, we say it depends on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz, even though they were Mekoymis in Eretz Yisrael, where they really, the Shluchim were not Magia, they were so far away. So that's the Shiloh over here. What about Rosh Hashanah? Right. So in Rosh Hashanah, in most places in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't know when Rosh Hashanah was. They only knew in the Makom Avad, where the Bezin was. And they couldn't call anybody up, they couldn't notify, they couldn't send any shluchim of Rosh Hashanah. It's Yontem, so they couldn't notify. So in most places in Eretz Yisrael, they had to, Bizman Shehoyah Sveik of the Yontem, Bizman Shekitcho Piyariya. So in most places in Eretz Yisrael, they had to observe Yontem Shehna Shel Goliath. So after they switched over, and then Mekadosh Al Piyachesh Vanel. So should we observe Yantav Sheni in most places of Eretz Yisrael or not? So the Bala Mor says, no. Why? Apparently he holds it doesn't, like the Ritzvah. Like our common practice today, it doesn't depend whether you live in a place where there is a stake of the Yom, or you live where there's no stake of the Yom. There's man azeh that when the Kaddish or Piyachesh, when we draw the line by Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. Yantav Sheni is only Goli. In Eretz Yisrael there's only Yantav Sheni even if you live far away. In Chutz La'aretz there is Yantav Sheni even if you live nearby. The Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael, everybody was far away. 99% of the communities were far away. Only in the Beit Avad they knew when Rosh Hashanah was. We ignore the fact that most of Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Shekitcho Piyariya, never knew when Rosh Hashanah was, because when Hillel HaSheni made the Luach, everything changed. So Bizman Hazeh, we draw the lines by Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. And the Rif holds not so. The Rif apparently holds like the Rambam, that it depends. Do you live in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz? Do you live in the Mekomos where they knew, or do you live in the Mekomos where they didn't know? So most of 99% of Eretz Yisrael they didn't know, only in the Beit Avad. So what we should do today, according to the Rif, what we should do today is, where the Beit Avad was, they should only have one day Rosh Hashanah. But the only thing is, where was the Beit Avad? They were floating around all over Eretz Yisrael, the Rishonim same base. They were traveling around. For years and years and years, the Beit Avad was in the Lishkas HaGozes, in the Beit HaMikdash. But then, the last 40 years, they were traveling, and then after the Churban, there was Zichah traveling. So there's no one spot that you can say that that's the Makom Avad and the rest of Eretz Yisrael is not. So that's why when the Talmidei Arif came, they changed the practice and they introduced Yantav Sheni of Rosh Hashanah and all of Eretz Yisrael. But the problem is that this is a contradiction of Balamot, and it's a contradiction. According to our practice today, we don't follow the Vizdu Rav Kumin. In Meir Shoran, we wouldn't observe Yantav Sheni. If we lived in Meir Shoran, we wouldn't observe Yantav Sheni. But we all follow the Ritzvah. So Yantav Sheni versus... Right, as far as the other Yantav, we say depends on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we say no. Depends whether you're close to the Beit Avad or not. And all of Eretz Yisrael, 99% of Eretz Yisrael is far away from the Beit Avad. We don't know where, we can't say any one spot. So all 100% of Eretz Yisrael is called not Beit Avad. So the Chorot HaShtikal HaSirah. That's what the Rishonim work on that. Why the common practice today is like the Rish, even though the common practice is like the Ritzvah. But with respect to other Yantavim, every other Yantav Sheni Shel Goliath, it depends not how close or how far you are, but rather whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or not. Yantav Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, say everybody's far away, even if you live in Eretz Yisrael, and you always have to have 2 days Yantav.
You said
so that's what the Rambam holds that it was. The Rambam holds that it was. That in Eretz Yisrael sometimes, yes. The Ritzvah says that in Eretz Yisrael you never have Yantav Sheni, so Rabbi Yanki Femden writes in the Tshuva, the Ribbono Shel Olam Gigev Mahavtoche, that there'll never be a Gzeira in Eretz Yisrael that they shouldn't know in Yantav Sheni. How did Rabbi Yanki Femden have the Ruach HaKodesh to know? That's what he said. There's a Haftocha that in Eretz Yisrael there never will be a Gzeira that they shouldn't have a Luach, that they shouldn't know when Yantav Sheni. Why there's no Yantav Sheni in Eretz
Yisrael? even before Mrs. Shabbat. Then they will know there that the Kula can then not know the Rishim. So you will be there if you have any connection with them.
I'm trying to take that. In Rosh Hashanah, much of our minhagim and much of the tefillas, and this is how tefillas are, is Eichel HaBris and the Kriya Fatar of the Akedah. We keep on reminding the Rabbanu Shalom that he should be Zecher, he should remember the Bris service that he made, the Shas Akedah, for Bnei Yisrael. So the Pashto says that this is based on the Midrashim that the Maiso Akedah occurred on Rosh Hashanah. That's why we reminded Rabbanu Shalom of this. But the Medrash had done a little more than that. That not only did the Akedah occur on Rosh Hashanah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Bimish bati nimam Hashem, ki ana sha'atisa sadova ozat alecha tachas binchas chidecha, ki barach avarechuch," etc. The Rabbanu Shalom was bimish bati, and the Shvua means the Krisis Brit. So at the time of the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbanu Shalom made this Krisis Brit with Bnei Yisrael, with the descendants of Yitzchok. The Biskus of Akedah, Biskus of Avram and Yitzchok's participation in the Akedah, the Rabbanu Shalom will give the special Hanhoga Nisus of Lamaila Men HaTeva to their descendants, to the Klal Yisrael, to the Ummah Yisraelis. And at that time, Avram Avinu said to the Rabbanu Shalom, Hashem Yira Asher Yama Hayoim, Bahar Hashem Yira. So the Medrash understands Hayoim, when the Rabbanu Shalom, when the Malach said the Shvua, Binish Batu, so Avram Avinu said, on Rosh Hashanah remember the Brit. So Yama Hayoim, every year on Rosh Hashanah you should remember the Brit. So that's why the Medrash comments on Parsha Semor, by Yikarabi Parsha, on Parsha Semor comments, on the Pasuk, Bachodesh HaShvi, Be'echad LaChodesh, and so on, Bachodesh HaShvi, Be'osa LaChodesh, and Misha HaShvi LaChodesh, why is it called the Chodesh HaShvi? Chodesh HaShvi, it's the seventh month, and it starts from this, in the seventh month, and Medrash says, yeah, V'yod Yeshloima, it's the Chodesh HaShvua, it's the month that the Rabbanu Shalom took the Shvua to Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu said, but every year on Rosh Hashanah, Asher Yom HaHayoyim, every year on Rosh Hashanah, you should remember that Shvua, and the Rabbanu Shalom said, it was Maskim Al Yod, he said, yes, every year I will remember the Shvua. So that's why on Rosh Hashanah we say specially Zecher HaBris. On Rosh Hashanah he's Zecher HaBris. The Bris was made, the Bris with Yitzchok. The Bris with Avraham was made earlier, the Bris was made later. But the Bris with Yitzchok, the Shas HaKedah, was made on Rosh Hashanah. And he promised Avraham that every year on Rosh Hashanah he will remember the Bris, the Shas HaKedah. So that's why we have so many minhagim on Rosh Hashanah to remind the Rabbanu Shalom of the Tashlut and so on, to remind the Rabbanu Shalom of the Akedah. And in the Nusach HaTfilah we keep on stressing the Akedah Tzitzit. And we all be blessed with Akedah Tzitzit and Rishi Dash. I want to announce again that next week I won't be able to say the Shira on Tuesday night. We'll have the Shira in Yoni Yume on Wednesday night instead. I'm going to go to the hospital.